Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle and Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our motivated Monday live studio audience have taken our challenge to get up an hour early and do one take action item to grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their communities. The results have been amazing. Who knew how powerful 60 minutes with a strategy could be? Please jump on our train since it's Join Together June. Let's reconnect and make your life and this country better. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. It's Flag Day and President Donald J. Trump's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Thank Mr. President for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton. We thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday.
Today's topics on episode 223, websites, nutrition, spirit medium, your best hair, purpose, COVID facts, and the pandemic, and special guest Dr. Brian Artis, delivered by our partners at Everything Home, Social Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup: Dominique Jones, website development and writing services; Jackie Phillips, equipping high achievers with great nutrition; Daniel Jackson, communicating with spirit guides, angels, and archangels; Lynn Power, a premium hair care brand to look and feel your best; Clifton Pettyjohn, your trusted voice of transformation. And we have a very special guest sitting shotgun on Michelle's patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m., Dr. Brian Artis. He's on a mission to deliver the truth about COVID vaccines and the American, quote-unquote, institutes of health, while exposing the political propaganda, plandemic, and the bigger agenda. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com.
Everything's home.
We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. And we're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guest, 7-minute segments, and special guests for a deeper dive session on Michelle's patriotic soapbox during the second hour of the show. Breaking news. Number one, border apprehensions of illegal aliens reached a new high of 180,000 in May, which is up 700% from a year ago, and that doesn't include the tens of thousands of gotaways. Number two, VAERS, the CDC's reporting system that tracks adverse reactions and deaths from the non-vaccine, have removed 150,000 death cases and is in the process of replacing them with adverse reaction cases. Only approximately 1% of all issues are reported. And remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies, yes, dead babies in your body. Number three, Fulton County, Georgia, officials admitted 24% of ballots have no chain of custody. Can you say good old-fashioned ballot box stuffing?
Things that make you go
It's June 14th, day 455 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's correct. Day 455 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick, people, and our symbolism of control and tyranny. No more mask holes. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. Stop acting like we, the sheeple. Take back our country and reopen America 100%. Where your censors sit free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 223, websites, nutrition, spirit medium, your best hair, purpose, COVID facts, and the pandemic, and special guest, Dr. Brian Artis.
Let's get ready to rumble!
My first guest is Ms. Dominique Jones. She is the founder of Domo Jones Brand Consultant. She specializes in website development, writing service. We're talking a little bit of branding. Big round of applause for our new partner, everybody. Hello, is the audience awake today? I tell you, Dominique, they must still think it's the weekend, but it is Monday, and it's noon in Arizona. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, welcome. Welcome to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. I'm excited to talk a little
Thank
bit
you.
About the websites, because it's, you know, if you don't have one, it's 2021,
right.
Guys. You
right.
need one.
Let's get
you
on
need
it.
One.
Let's
and,
get on it.
Yeah, and it's so important to have critical information on there. I look at hundreds and hundreds of websites per month, and I can tell you there's a lot of stuff that's important that's missing. And I know people are busy.
Yes.
They don't have time to do it, so you kind of got to outsource. I get that. So tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing over there at the Domo Jones Company.
Yes, ma'am. So my name is Domo, and I am a branding consultant and a website designer and a copy editor. And that kind of just came about when I had to do it myself. So experience is definitely the best asset of learning. So I became a business owner and I didn't have a website. I can't just talk about it when, especially when the pandemic happened. So I needed to create a web. After the fourth one, after the fourth fail that I created, I finally was able to do it, and it kind of went further than I expected. And with that, I was able to attract people just based on how my website looked and the information that came with it. And that's kind of how I delved into, like, the website designer world.
Hmm. Well, good for you. You had to innovate during a time of pure
yes.
chaos. Who knew you were so talented and creative, right?
Right.
It's amazing when our backs are against the wall, all of a sudden talents just pour out that we had no idea. So when it comes to websites,
that is true.
You know, the reason why most people don't outsource for anything, and we talk about this on the platform all the time, is because of the cost. Because they always think, well, I don't either have the resources, or if I pay somebody to do it, then I, you know, then I'm paying this kind of money. Da da da. And we all know that we need to use our highest and best use of our own time, and hire the professionals. So can you, I want to remove any barriers for people. I don't like excuses on this platform. So can we talk about just an idea of a general cost so people could put a plan together?
Yeah. Okay. So I definitely agree with the rest of the world that getting a website designer is very cost effective, and it breaks your bank. Nevertheless, it is an investment. Now, personally, I believe in spending your money wisely, right? So what I charge, typically the average person would charge like $1,000, $1,200. That's not me because I'm realistic. And we all got other stuff that we need to do, right? We all got regular deals and regular lives. So I charge between $300 and $500, and the reason why is because it depends on what you want. If you want just a basic website, then it's about $300. Now, if you're adding, like if you want to get email attached to it, if you want to get where people can pay online, those little perks like that, then that's where the extra, because it causes extra time. So that's me personally. That's where I charge, because I'm realistic. We all got regular jobs and regular bills.
Well, that's fair. That's very fair, because I've gotten a lot of quotes and there's commas in it. And nobody wants a comma in any of their quotes. That's not a, unless the money is coming in, you don't want commas in your quotes. So what are the top three things that you could say that definitely need to be on people's websites that most people do not put on them?
I would first of all say the beginning page, it needs to be what you do. A lot of people put all the other fluff and then they don't realize, okay, well, what's your service? What are you selling? And two, I guess I would probably have to say, a lot of people don't put who they are, like the real of them, why they got into the business. You get attracted. People attract people because they want to know a little bit about your personal life. They want to feel like connected. They don't want to just be like a checklist. Okay, this is it and that's it. So add in a little bit of who you are so people can get like, oh, okay, she's actually like cool people. He's actually like, okay. And three, add in your social media sites. A lot of people do not. They just add in emails. We are in a new time. Like, everyone goes to social media. Everyone goes to social media. So with the website, a lot of people try to shy away from the website because they have social media. But if you're trying to be a professional, you would want to have a website, but tell them, okay, if social media shuts down, then what do you have to offer so people can know what you do?
Right. And the other thing, especially with censorship and social media and lots of noise out there, people might not be able to find your post, see your post. And they're like, I know I saw that someday, but I have no idea where it is. You're never going to find it if you've seen it once. And it doesn't mean just because you posted it, anyone's going to see it, because that's not how the algorithms and they work. And then I'll add one plug on there too. What I suggest for people is to put on their homepage, put it even towards the top. If you've been on a podcast or been on a talk radio show where you can people can hear you and learn about you and hear your voice and obviously hear that passion in your voice, I say stick that sucker at the top so that when somebody clicks on it, they hear you, or if they see you, if it's a video, either one, doesn't matter. And then they go, oh, I really like what that person had to say. It means so much more than words.
Right, personal. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
Then you might actually just filter out your quote-unquote competition. And nobody even had to pick up the phone or send an email. They might be like, hey, I like this one. I'm not going to even bother with the other one.
Exactly. That's connection.
That's connection.
Yes.
Dominique, give your website for me real quick.
Yes. My website is www.bdomojones.info. Boom.
Domo. I like that. Domo. Well, Dominique, thank you so much for coming on. Welcome to the platform. Make sure that you jump on the schedule for July, and you have a fabulous week, my friend.
You too. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Go design the web world, my friend. Go design the web world. Talk to you soon. Ah, websites. Love, love, love websites. You know what? I liked what she said about the websites and also the social media. As we know, you need to be found. You need to be found. Drive everybody back to your website through your social media, through your newsletters, through your emails, through when you give a, when you're on a show, right? We're all talking about promotion. When you're on a show, what do? You don't usually give your website. That's so drive everybody back there. Make that homepage, especially towards the top, something extra special so people can get to know you before they leave it, and then they don't want to leave it. All right, it's 12:15. We're going to keep it tight today on the time. I just want to thank all the listeners who've been listening live, especially over in the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, Big D over there. Make sure, and well, I should say, please, please share this show and platform with your friends and family. We want to get the word out of all this incredible content, this quality content from all of our partners. There's 180 partners on the platform now with 426 segments of this live show to help grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And it's all free, people. It's all free. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the Take Action tab, the Partners of Patriots tab. Don't forget the Reopen America Resource Center, all kinds of great information. The pages will link together. And please make sure. No, I don't want to make it like you have to. I want you to. I want you to join our community, connect with us on social media. Also subscribe on the Rumble and listen to all the shows on there because YouTube don't like me. They don't like me. They give me strikes. You know, like in baseball, you strike out. And, of course, our newsletter to get around that censorship, putting all kinds of great information in there in addition to the shows that we have had and the ones that are coming up. And that is on the homepage. Towards the top there, you'll see all of the podcast players that subscribe and your favorite podcast player. There's a homepage, or there's a player on the homepage. You can catch all of the shows directly on the website. Remember, we just talked about websites. And of course, there's a big graphic that says links. Click on that, and that'll get you to the link page with all of the social media until I find a replacement for that Linktree. Who kicked me off a Linktree? Unbelievable. Who gets kicked off a Linktree? Unbelievable. Don't forget to join our one-hour challenge. Our one-hour challenge for Join Together June is to get up 1 hour early every day so you can take a take action item or do a take action item in all the three important categories in your life. Grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. I've been doing it for a couple of days, and it is unbelievable the amount of extra time that's been created, especially in the morning before the world gets rocking and rolling. So join our 1 hour challenge for the month of June. Join Together June. All right, let's bring on my next guest, nutrition. I could use a little nutrition in my life. My next guest is a new partner, Miss Jackie Phillips. She's an author, speaker, and wellness expert who's equipping high achievers with great nutrition. Who doesn't need that, everybody? Big round of applause. Jackie, how are you today?
I am awesome and amazing. How about you, Michelle?
I'm not as awesome as and amazing because I probably don't have the right nutrients running through my body.
Well, we're going to help you with that.
All right. My pen and paper is ready to go. So tell us a little bit about you quick, and then let's jump into some real good tidbits about nutrition.
Well, me quick. My journey in wellness began over 40 years ago when I was going downhill on skis and my right ski crossed over my left ski. I tripped and fell. My bindings didn't release, and I smashed my leg. So I was in a series of casts for a long time, and when I came out of the cast, the kind Army doctor said to me, I was 30, you're always going to walk with a limp, and you'll never run again. Well, I didn't run then, but he made me mad. And after a lot of painful physical therapy, I began running. In the early 90s, I got involved with the Amway Corporation. I was running a swim school at the time. And I was always sick. I had chronic sinusitis, bronchitis, all that kind of stuff. And I found a product that actually took all that away, started really running seriously, more serious than I had before, and using all our products. So I was at a swim school, and I left that to go in nutrition about 20 years ago. So let's see. My first tip is really a simple one. It's the simplest one that you possibly can do. Most people do not eat as well as they should. The numbers are 75 to 90% of us don't get the nutrition that we need on a daily basis. So what's that look like? Well, we're recommended 5 fruits and vegetables a day, but actually the World Health Organization says 10. So would you like to know what that looks like?
Yeah, I didn't realize the number was so high, 75 to 90%.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's real simple, though, just to eat well. If you just eat by color, and you think of the colors of fruits and vegetables, blue, purple, that would be one, red, yellow, orange, green, white, all those different colors. You want to eat about 50% vegetables and the rest fruits, 2 of each color every day. And if you do that, it's just a really simple way to make sure that you're getting the nutrition that you need. As you think about what you're making for meals, think about how can I add more color to my meals? How can I add all of the color to my meals?
Okay, so 2 colors. And meals, is that, do you have to do this, you know what I mean, all these physically fit, really good-looking diet people, they all tell you got to eat like 100 times a day, tiny little baby portions, you know, one nut every 20 minutes. Do you have, can you eat like 3 meals like a normal person, or you got to do the not a minute type of thing?
No, you can eat like a real person, and you just want to make sure that you have more protein going in. Use protein snacks instead of a bag of chips. Have a protein snack, and that helps to keep metabolizing your weight, and it helps you to get the weight off and be healthy. I think I didn't quite make that clear. You want 2 of every color every day. So that would be a total of 10, which is kind of hard to do, and that takes me to tip number 2. What you can't eat, you supplement, and that's, of course, what I specialize in. And the tip for supplements, there's so many supplements out there, it's like unbelievable. So how do you pick the right one? If you're not getting the number of fruits and vegetables that you need in a day, then you want to pick a supplement that is organic and plant-based. Those 2 things, real simple. So you look at the label, and if it's got alfalfa in it and some other disgusting stuff like that, you know it's good for you. If it's got things in it you can't pronounce, then you go, well, maybe that wouldn't be the wisest use of my money.
Now, what happens if you eat pretty good, right? You don't throw in tons of carbs, but you've noticed that you've kind of hit, I don't want to say a plateau, but you've hit a point where the weight's not moving, but it should be based on your activities and your intake. So is there a way to kind of shock the metabolism to wake up and start working properly again? Is there something that we could do?
Yeah, there actually is. You do 3 protein days in a row, and that will shock it. So what's a protein day? You eat nothing but protein for the day. And you eat as much as you want whenever you want, but only protein. And what that does is it puts your body into something called dietary ketosis. And once that starts, you start burning fat instead of muscle, which is what we all want to do.
And is coffee on the list, or is that something you got to yank out because of the dehydration, the caffeine, all that fun stuff that we've heard for years?
Well, as long as you're balancing it with water, it's fine. You know, you don't want to have a whole lot of caffeine, but, you know, your water intake and then your 10,000 steps a day as a minimum of what you want to do. But you don't have to do a lot of heavy workout. I'm a runner, so that's what I love to do. But I'm always trying to get my number of steps in, whether I'm running or walking or whatever. Your body is 80% what you eat and 20% how you work out. I love chocolate. So the day when I know I'm going to indulge in something that I know I probably shouldn't, then I just have to increase my activity.
Well, it sounds simple, but considering I think the number is 70% of the country is obese, we don't listen to simplicity, and we put things in our mouth that we shouldn't be. But for the ones that want to make a change, those are some very good tips to do that. I'm like, you know, like I said, this is we're not getting any younger. We're not getting any skinnier. So there's no reason like the present to make that change. Jackie, give your website and then plug your book real quick.
Okay. My website is www.phillips4wellness.com. And anyone can contact me through that for a free supplement strategy session. And I believe that spiritual wellness is an incredible part of where we are living. So I've just finished a new book called An Upward Climb Toward Faith, and that is available on Amazon right now.
Awesome. Well, good luck with the book. And thank you so much for coming on and becoming a new partner on our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. Make sure you book for July, and we'll talk to you then. And I should have a nice little success story for myself to share with you.
All right. I'll look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me on today, Michelle.
You go be well. Go be well and spread nutrients throughout the land. I'll talk to you next month.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. You know, these guys come on here and then they tell me about nutrition. They talk about exercise, and it just makes me feel guilty that I haven't really gone down that road, but I am. I'm getting up that extra hour early, and then we're going to implement some of this stuff very quickly, very quickly. And speaking of implementing, I'm going to keep it, I want to keep it tight today. It's 12:26. So I do want to tell you about our marketplace. I want to tell you about the marketplace where we've partnered with 57 well-known brands and websites, all kinds of famous names that you'll know. So you can get any type of product or service that you need. And your total purchase, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets and kids. If you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the marketplace tab, that'll take you over there. So scroll and check out some of the amazing companies and products and services. Just click on the graphic. It'll take you to their website. And again, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners helping veterans, animals, and children. So that way you can get donations created, given by the company for something that you are going to buy anyway. That means you don't have to write a check. How awesome is that? And the prices are the same or less if you go, if you went directly to their website. So you're usually getting an extra bonus. And I want to remind everyone that MyPillow.com, Mr. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com is now one of our partners. Our promo code is HOME, H-O-M-E. That's HOME, H-O-M-E. So go to you can go to his website directly, put in the promo code HOME. You'll save up to 66% on all of his products. A lot of them now have free shipping. And you get so much more than just the actual pillow. The Giza sheets are amazing. I've been sleeping on them for a couple months. And he donates 20%. To our nonprofit partners. So how amazing is that? You know, this is the ultimate form of community-powered philanthropy. You're making choices based on your buying decisions. Wow, pretty cool stuff. There's tons of other ones on there too. We added a patriotic gear company, Patriotic Gear. I love my freedom. And since today's Flag Day, they have a lot of free offers. You just pay shipping and handling. There's a Betsy Ross flag. There's cool hats. There's cool shirts. So go check that out. Scroll down to the Patriotic section. There's a couple other companies there too. So go check that out today. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Click the Marketplace tab and go spend some money. Help some peeps. We are all in this together, guys. Remember, get together, June. Let's do it. All right, let me bring on my next guest. Ooh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this guest. All right, my next guest is Mr. Daniel Jackson. He's a spirit medium who communicates with spirit guides, angels, and archangels. Angels, audience, big round of applause. They love angels. Who doesn't?
I hope they love angels.
They do. They're not angels, but they do love the angels. They're little devils that sit over there in the studio and cause chaos. That's all right.
Yeah, but not really. But yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you. And what I'd like to know, too, is when did you realize you had this talent to be able to communicate with angels?
From a child, I've always seen spirit my entire life. And the house I grew up in, what I thought was haunted. But then every house I went after that was also haunted. But it wasn't. It turned out it wasn't the house. It's me, because I see spirit. I have a gift to do that. Coming to me because they see my light. My light is brighter than most people's. And because they see my light, they believe that I am the light into heaven. So fortunately for them, I am. So, and I have archangels who are with me who protect me from all the negative energies, because my main gift is I cross spirit over into heaven every day. So, and because I have to be able to talk to my guides, which are the archangels, I can ask them any questions that I want to. That's how I'm able to do readings for people as well. But it took me a long time to figure this out. It wasn't just it came overnight. It was like, it was a more or less a trial and error for me to figure out how I can communicate with them, because they actually touch me. They touch my face for yes and no answers. And that always helps me too, because when I'm doing a reading for someone, I can ask them questions. And when they start asking me questions, I ask Spirit right away first is, are they lying to me? And they give me a yes or no answer that they're either telling the truth or lying to me. And then I tell them, well, you can't lie to Spirit. And I try to call them out a little bit when they're lying too much. And then they go, oh, and they get all discombobulated with that. And then I set them on the correct path, and then I'll try to help them with their problems.
So are they stuck in between worlds? They just haven't made that transition yet, kind of like in the movie Ghosts, where they just show up at Whoopi Goldberg's place and they're all just trying to not only talk, but they need guidance?
You mean the spirit who has – well, there are two different types of spirit. I mean, because there's two different types of places you can go. You either cross over into the light, or you remain here as an earthbound spirit. And the ones who remain here had chosen to stay here. They didn't want to go into the light because of reasons of being – people told them that they were not good enough, or they were going to the hell, or they were – are going to be judged or going to purgatory or something like that, or they just didn't feel like they wanted to go. Because when you pass away, you'll stand up, you'll look down your body, you'll see you don't need that anymore. You'll take a step to the left, you'll look to the right, you'll see a light there, and you have to go in that light. But if you choose not to go in that light, that's up to you. And then you get kind of like stuck here. But they just don't know that they can cross over at any time. And it's my job to help them, to let them know that they can cross over.
So I've had experiences over the years with spirits and angels and things like that at all different levels. Some of this stuff is just crazy that thankfully somebody was there to witness it. Otherwise, no one would believe me if I told them. So,
right, because they think you're crazy.
Oh, no, like out of control, like nuts, like they would check me in somewhere. But like I said, somebody else was there. So, and they experienced pretty much the same thing. So I know it wasn't me, right? And there was no narcotics involved. There was no alcohol involved. I mean, it was just, you know, regular brain. So we can't blame it on anything else. But in those situations where, I won't go to the extreme, but where things are just something happens, like say in your house, where you notice something moves or something happens, or you have that feeling, or,
yes,
you know, there's so many of them, but you know, is it usually a spirit that's stuck, that's just kind of playing with you because they're bored, or is it,
not necessarily.
Something bigger than that?
Could be something bigger. And the bigger, what I mean by that is someone who is a negative energy. And sometimes these negative energies, because they decided to stay there because they were just a negative person here, and they like that power it gives them, because negative people, you know how they are, they like to gossip around people. And when they do that, it gives them a sense of power because they feel like they don't fit in. So now they have the sense of power. When they see that light, when it's time to go, they don't want to go, and they remain there because they like that sense of power. And what they can do is because all positive spirit can influence you. Well, so can negative spirit. And if they want to mess with you, because over there on that side, there's no rule. Because in order to cross over into the light, you have to let go of all your pain, anger, sorrow, guilt, anguish, all that stuff. But if you remain earthbound, you don't have to let go of that stuff. And they can do anything they want to. So, you know, like that whole Amityville horror thing, you know, those spirits that were in there didn't want those people in the house. So they will do everything and anything they can do to force them to get out of the house because the spirit felt as though they were invading their space. But TVs and movies, they like to sensationalize that stuff to make it more dramatic so that you will pay money to buy tickets and to watch TV shows. But yes, these spirits can do. They are pure energy at that point, so they can manipulate things. They can turn lights on and off. They can move things around. And those things aren't going to kill you.
No.
What they are is just scaring the crap out of you because you believe you've been caught over the years by everybody brainwashing you that these things are going to kill you because spirit, they are not nuns coming at you with a knife. They aren't clowns coming out of the storm drains. They are just people, and some of those people – who have remained earthbound are still angry. So what are they going to do? They're going to put their anger on you.
Well, based on what you're saying, anyone that doesn't go into the light and wants to stick around here, there's got to be something really wrong with them mentally, because there would be no reason to stick around and really just kind of cause trouble. I don't know how you'd want to have all of your pain, stress, and whether you want to believe in God or not, but at least that freedom. But that's a whole nother show, Daniel. But I've only got a couple minutes left. And do you want to just talk about you being the medium that communicates with these angels for people that love to do readings? I mean, I've done so many over the years, and they're spot on, which is crazy. And anyone showing up there for me today, by any chance? Anybody showing up saying, hey?
I would actually have to be sitting with you to see who is with you, because that's how it works for me, because all mediums have a gift, and it works differently for them. I don't speak directly to your mom and dad, but I speak to archangels, and they are connected to all of us, as we are all connected to each other, and then they can get me information about them. Like I do crossing confirmations. I do spiritual advice. Because I can ask them any question that I want to, I can ask any question for someone else. So if they tell me, I want to get this job or this job, I'll actually tell them which job they're supposed to have, that type of thing. Or I had a woman who was asking me about wanting to buy a house, and I told her, well, you can't buy the house because your credit isn't any good. She said, how did you know that? I said, well, because you're talking to the medium. I said, you need to wait until next April. And then next April came around, her credit became good, and she bought a house.
So then you're talking directly to the archangels, but you said you have to be in front of somebody. So you have to be person to person to have that connection?
No, I can do it over the phone. I can do it stage time, as long as they're asking questions. And as long as they set the intention that they are going to do the reading with me, as soon as they do that, then I start getting answers. Because I don't say that I'm psychic. I'm not psychic, but when I have that person set the intention that they're going to do the reading with me, then I actually start getting answers to that point. Like a couple of days ago, I walked up to a girl and I was talking to her, and she said she was going to go to college for psychology. And I said, yeah, not just regular psychology. You want to help children because that's the type of psychologist you want to be. And she said, how'd you know that? I said, well, because I'm a medium. She said, yeah, I want to do family psychology. She said, I just signed up for a class last week as a minor for child psychology. I said, yeah, I can't make this stuff up.
And the archangel is the one that delivered that. Even though she didn't ask a question, you guys were having a conversation, so people can get their arms around the archangel, just delivered information to pass along.
That's how it works, because I'm always tapped in. I don't have to do a little boom or sit with some incense or anything. I don't have to do any of that. They are always touching me. I'm always tapped in. They're putting thoughts into my mind, and I'm always tapped in. They're always testing me for yes and no answers. I have other angels that touch me. How many angels do I have with me? I have all of the archangels, but we can't pronounce all their names because they're just hard to pronounce. But
yeah.
But yeah. Huh. But if you want to find me, I'm at www.spiritmediumdaniel.com. It's just one long word, spiritmediumdaniel.com. And then we also have a podcast. It's called Beyond the Veil with Daniel Jackson. And that one is www.beyond-the-veil.com. And the reason I did that is because with Daniel Jackson, because we looked up Beyond the Veil, and the first one that came up was something about reading Harry Potter books. Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Oh, it's fascinating to learn the different techniques and the way that mediums, you call them psychics, clairvoyants, everyone has kind of a totally different approach. And it's really cool to learn about the different ones and then kind of figure out which one you need for whatever you need, what you're going through in life. So thank you so much, Daniel. Yeah. I appreciate it. Welcome. It's our first medium on the platform. How exciting. So thank you. Welcome to our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, Everything Home. And make sure you jump on for next month and you have a great week. Well, you already know you're going to have a great week. The archangels told you.
Yeah,
it's like cheating.
Because I know where I'm going, but I also know where you're going to.
Oh, you do. Okay, well then, we got to continue this. So I got to bump, though, because I got to bring in my next. What'd you say?
Okay. Thank you for having me on, Michelle. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And make sure you jump on for next month, and we'll pick up where we left off. Thank you, Daniel.
Awesome. Blue beans. Thank you.
Ah, medium. Uh-oh. You know how I love that stuff. I do. All right. So I'm running a little bit behind. It's 1240. Oh, just to let everybody know that if you want to find our guests, it's very, very easy. In the show write-up, you're going to see a big graphic on the web. On the homepage is just the current shows, right, for the week that's coming up. But if you go to the Take Action tab or the Purpose Partners and Patriots tab, and if you look at Purpose-Driven Partners, which is this particular segment, and you'll see a big graphic for the show. It'll have everybody's pretty faces on it. It'll give their names. It'll give the show topic. And right below that is going to be their name, their company names. And the company name's in blue. It's in blue. So you click on that and it goes directly to their website. So that way you can easily find them and you can reach out to them. You could learn. A lot of them have shows. And, of course, all their shows are listed on our must-listen-to page, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right, let me bring on my next guest. This is going to be an interesting conversation because, as you know, I have had a major issue with hair for the past year and a half. Yeah, year and a half. So my next guest is Lynn Power. She's the co-founder of Masami, a premium hair care brand designed for the ultimate in botanical hydration, texture, and shine. She's going to make you look pretty and feel fabulous. Audience, big round of applause. Here's my hair lady. Lynn, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? And by the way, I'm like you. I love that conversation around all the spirits and all that. But I know we're going to kind of take it from the spiritual to the reality of your hair. So it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, I'm with you. I can jump into one world, but then I'm like, okay, Michelle, it's set 5, 7, 10 minutes. You got to go back to work. Boom, let's go talk
exactly
about something that I need to. So it's a nice little relief, which is why I love having so much diversity with the guests and the content on the show. But at the end of the day, I personally, and that's why I don't, I'm going to admit, and most people that listen to this show know, I don't spend time to do the exercise thing because then I default back to the desk. I default back to work.
Yep.
And you're in New York and you have a background in the corporate world. So I can only imagine the stories that you have, but now you're focusing on hair and you're the co-founder
right
of the company, which is awesome. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Hair.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give you a quick rundown. I've always had thin hair. Mom's side of the family has amazing hair. Dad's side, not so great. Got all of dad's genes and less. So, my hair literally started, clumps were coming out about a year, 18 months ago, maybe a little bit longer. And then it wasn't even coming in that it was so thin. That's why when I started doing this show on a more regular basis, I didn't implement video because, believe it or not, that was the reason.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's I understand, and there are a number of things going on. First of all, your hair does thin as you age, unfortunately, and I launched this business. I'm 52. I have thin hair now, getting thinner, and my hair is also colored because I highlight it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the other issue is that what most of us don't realize is that hydration is the underlying cause of most of our hair care problems. So when we feel like our hair is dull or it's lifeless or it's just doesn't look healthy, usually it's lacking hydration. And so when you get that solved, and by the way, also using clean products, which we'll talk about, is so important because you need to detox the stuff that's in your hair now that's weighing it down. But once you get that solved, you'll find that you're just happier and your hair looks fuller. That's the one of the side effects, I guess you could say, by getting good hydration is that you'll get more fullness and you won't lose as much hair because your hair isn't breaking as much. So you're not going to have the pillowcase that, full of hair when you wake up in the
mm-hmm.
morning as much. I can't promise that it'll be gone forever, but it definitely helps reduce the hair fall. So I'll say that.
Yeah, when I started to try to resolve this situation, the one thing that I did not do was to implement any hair care products like shampoo, conditioners, things like that. I went for the nutrition side. And I'm gonna make an introduction to one of our partners on our marketplace platform, because I think that you guys might have some synergy there. It's Ulu, and
oh, cool.
it is supplements and also hair serum, but it's totally different because it is prescription. Not different than yours, but for a different purpose. But the nutrients is where I think that there's some commonality there, like a nice little blend. And I can tell you, because that helped tremendously, but I still had the dry hair. I still had the issues with the texture. So I haven't gone and bought a bunch of different products, because this stuff's expensive. So you don't want to try something because you read what an article and you have no idea if it was something that they're promoting, or you have no idea what's in it. So I never went down the road of getting the right hair care product, because I don't mind making the investment, but I'm not going to make three investments and then find out two of them aren't that great. So I've got a few minutes here. I want to really just focus on what makes your product so unique.
Ocean Botanical, called Makabu. That's all about hydration, but it's weightless hydration. So it won't weigh your hair down, which is key, because if you have thin hair like you and I, you don't want it to look greasy or flat.
Mm-hmm.
So you want weightless hydration, and it's clean, meaning there's no sulfates, no parabens, no phthalates. That's an important, becoming more increasingly important for people to understand that, you know, you're scrubbing your head with shampoo and a lot of it has detergent and bad stuff in there. So you really want to avoid getting products that have anything chemical in them. So our product is also salon quality. So that's really the key. You know, you really have the ability to have salon quality, super hydrated, but natural hair care without all those chemicals, and your hair will look and feel different. It actually will change the texture of your hair. That's what our customers tell us. So we launched in February 2020. We have a shampoo, a conditioner, a shine serum, and a styling cream, and you can check out our website, and you can check out all the reviews, which are real people and real customers. We don't doctor those at all. See what you think.
So is there a starter kit that you could do, like a little sample kit or something that you can buy where it's just a shampoo and the hair conditioner, or is there a four-pack or something like that?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. We actually have a travel kit for anyone who's sort of like, I'm not sure I want to go the whole way. I want to try it. We have a travel kit, which is luxury travel sizes. And now that we're all being able to get out more, that, you know, with COVID restrictions being lifted a bit, it's great to have. It's just all four products. You can get it on our website. You can also, if you just want to try the shampoo and conditioner, we sell that as a travel set as well. But I think you're going to really feel and see the difference. And people will notice, by the way. That's the other thing people tell me all the time, is that they get a lot of compliments on their hair that they never got before, which is always nice.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, you've got thin hair. I've got thin hair, and obviously I've had issues. So I'm excited to give the products a try. I'm pretty much your best walking testimonial ever on the planet, because when something works for me, I mean, it's drastically different where you can see it. And of course, I don't get paid for my testimonials. I just want to be able to give people the right solutions, so they don't have to spend a bunch of money on stuff that doesn't work, you know, a bunch of junk and a bunch of noise. So Lynn,
exactly.
Give your website for me, would you?
Sure. It's lovemasami.com. That's lovemasami.com. And our social handle is lovemasamihair. You can check us out all over the place.
Lovemasami. I got it. All right. Awesome. I'm excited to try the product, and make sure you jump on for next month, so then we can share how the past 30 days went, or 2 weeks, or whatever it's going to be.
That would be fun. I would love that. Okay, great.
Yeah, definitely jump on for next month, and we will talk then. Have a great week. How exciting. Yay. My hair lady. I got a hair lady, everybody. We got a hair lady on the platform. She can make it all pretty.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Lynn. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Oh, how cool is that? So just as I mentioned, the company Ulu is the nutrients. You could use the nutrients just as a supplement, because it's loaded with supplements, but it really has the key ingredients, some proprietary blend that will – it actually does regrow hair. I cannot even tell you how much the difference is in my hair. I just needed to get the other products, which is what Lynn is now going to be delivering. But go to our marketplace, and you will see Ulu on there, and you can get a 3-month supply, and it's 100% money back guarantee. I've been on it for 12 or 13 months, and it makes all the difference in the world. No more clumps come out. and it's growing. Like there's no spots anymore where I have to try to use the little powder and the paint to stick it on your head. So let me bring on our next guest because we are a few minutes behind schedule. It is 12:50 on Motivation Monday. So we've got Mr. Clifton Pettyjohn. He's a purpose strategist, author, transformation coach, spiritual leader, and a host of the What Now podcast and Transformation Radio. Audience, big round of applause for Mr. Clifton Pettyjohn. Clifton, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I'm excited for some motivation today, a little purpose today. Of course, all about transformation. We're almost halfway through the year, so it's time to jazz things up a bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. Or to keep the momentum going, sometimes we start to lose momentum as we get closer to the end of the year, and then we say, well, you know, I'll just wait till next year. We're not waiting anymore. We're just going to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, because you never know. You might not be here next year.
So
you
true.
You don't know what's going to
so
go
true.
On. So you've got to, you know, one of the partners last week was like, you got to live every day like it's your last. And I said, well, you know, don't jump out of planes and don't be doing crazy stuff. But really, you got to push the envelope. You know, you got to push the
Absolutely.
Envelope in order to, you know, achieve what it is that you want. Because otherwise, next thing you know, a week goes by, 2 weeks, and then 2 months go by and you're like, I didn't move forward in any of the categories I wanted to, because time flies so fast nowadays, or at least it seems. It obviously it's going at the same rate. It feels like it's faster.
I told a young lady last week, one of the things that I told myself when I hit the age of 30, that I was not going to be 50 years old with a list of, man, I wish I had done this at this age, and I wish I had done this, and I wish I had done that. I want to be able to look at a list and say, man, I remember when I did that, and I remember when I did that, and I remember when I did that, and I'm ready to do this now. So I'm big on living in the moment and not getting caught up in our past or getting caught up in the possibility of a future, but being present enough to understand that we have to take advantage of what is placed before us at that moment.
Yeah, and let's just say, you know, we always talk about taking out your pen and paper, kind of making a list of things that you want to work on or what needs to be done, you know, spending the time in the presence, spending the time breathing, spending the time in a little meditation.
Yes.
But let's give them three specific tips where maybe they've tried something before or they haven't done that in a while, or something they could say, you know what, all right, I'm going to go with what you guys are saying because it's time to move things in the right direction. What do we want them to do?
What I want them to do, because it looks like the world is finally starting to open back up, and it's easy to lose focus of some of the things that we may have gathered during this time alone with ourselves. Some of us really took this time to reflect and apply some things to our life, and we're motivated as it relates to our purpose, what we were called, created, and designed to do. So one of the things that I want to tell everybody is remember what your purpose is versus what you become used to doing or accustomed to doing. Don't go back to what you were used to doing. Don't go back to what you were accustomed to do. We look at a chair, and you might say, well, what's the purpose of a chair? Purpose of a chair is for us to sit in. But I've used chairs for other purposes as well. Sometimes I've used it to hold doors open. I've used it to put boxes in. I've used it for a variety of reasons. And it may be useful in those reasons. However, it is not the purpose of the chair. So that's why I say don't go back to what you may have been comfortable in doing or accustomed to doing because it seemed to be beneficial for you and you seem to be great at it. Understand that there is a specific purpose in your life. Now, your purpose, of course, is not like one-dimensional. It's multidimensional, but you want to make sure that you are focused on your purpose, even as we open back up. That's
I
the
love
first
the way
thing.
That you, yeah, I love the way that you explain that. Keep going.
Now, the second thing is, and this kind of ties in with the first thing, as we're opening back up, don't go back into the mode of doing what others expect you to do versus what your purpose is. Because sometimes out of love, people will put us in a box, and in that box is safety, and in that box is normality, and in that box is comfortability. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves going back to that versus what we discovered about ourselves during this time of us being alone. So the first thing is, don't go back to what you were used to doing or what you were conditioned to do or you conditioned yourself to do. And then the second thing would be, don't go back to doing what is expected of you or what others have conditioned you to do. Now, that does not mean everybody's your enemy, because I'm not big on everybody's our enemy. What it means is that sometimes people love you enough that they don't want you, they don't want to see you go through some of the things that you might go through as an entrepreneur, as somebody that's conditioned for purpose. Because one of the things I tell people is, I'm an entrepreneur. I realize that I can't go to those who are comfortable being employees asking them for advice on entrepreneurship. Now, there's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with those who are employees. I'm not saying we're better than them. But what I'm saying is a mentality. It's a mentality. As an entrepreneur, you have to have a different mentality than you have to have as an employee. So that's the number two thing. And then the number three thing is just, I always say this, I end everything with this. Nike does not sponsor me, but if they're looking to, I'm out here, Nike. Just do it. Do not get stuck in the normality of talk. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Just do it. Jump out there and do it. It does not have to be perfect. It will be perfected as you do it. So just do it. Do all that you desire to do. Stop waiting for the right time and understand that there is no better time than the present.
So spot on, my friend. Give your website, would you?
Sure. You can reach me at www.cliftonpettyjohn.com on all social media platforms as well, Clifton Petty John.
Simple. Advice is simple, but it needs to be heard almost throughout the day, and you are the perfect
Absolutely.
Person to deliver it, especially with the sassy voice you got.
Thank you.
You need to do like a meditation tape. I'll be like, oh, I'm playing that all day. Why am I sleepy? Oh, it's Clifton. He's putting me to sleep. Yeah. Nice and soothing. All right. Thanks, my friend. Great advice as always. Looking forward to talking to you next month.
Thank you again for the opportunity.
Always a pleasure. Oh, what a great guy. All right, we've got 2 or 3 minutes left before we bring on our special guest, Dr. Ryan Artis. And it is time for our business promotion tip of the day.
Let's get down to business.
All right, since we're talking promotion, we're constantly talking promotion. You need to get new businesses. You need to get your voice out there. You need to get your story shared. Everybody, as we talked about previously, needs to get on podcasts. You need to get on podcasts. They're all free to get on. There's so many out there. Pick a niche, your niche, and there's so many resources. We were talking about pod booking. I gave like 5 or 6 of them. I'm going to put them on the small business page on the Reopen America Resource Center. So that way you can have them and you can access them and then you can start booking. You should have multiples a week. But the best part about it is you need a one sheet. It'll help you get on the podcast. You give it to the host or whoever's booking that, and everybody needs one. And that way you can control what message you want to get out there. You're putting your bio, your company information, what you do, topics that you want to discuss for your guest appearance, your social media links, your website, email, phone number, headshot, logo. So the easier you make it for a host to get to know you and what you do, you'll get in front of the line and you'll get on more shows. Plus then they will have a totally different conversation once you give them kind of the direction you want to go, and they'll take it from there. But yes, if you can make the host's life easier, people that put the show together, the producer, you make their life easier. And especially, obviously, you want to be promoting the show to all of your followers and fans and contacts. But key is the one sheet. The one sheet, that's the way to go. So just take a listen to our promos for a purpose. special program that we've got. This is the key. Like I said, this is the movement. This is the direction businesses and the community are headed.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information. Promos for a Purpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 1:01. And I am dialing in now, trying to get Dr. Brian Artis on the phone. I know that they were having some technical difficulties earlier today, so we are trying to actually call him in through the platform. So if you could bear with me while I work on this just for a second. Yeah, he was calling in, couldn't get through, so we are trying to call out to get him. You know, this is what happens on a live show. These things sometimes go a little awry, so bear with me. I got to do 10 things at once while I'm talking, so I'm gonna play a little song. So we'll have a little music. Well, it'd be nice if the music worked, right?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All right, so we are still trying to call Mr. or should I say Dr. Brian Artis. In the meantime, while I'm working on that, what I'm going to do is I kind of wanted to talk to you about some of the things that he was going to be discussing, but also kind of the direction. And I played this clip before, okay? I played the clip before, but I think it's really important. I listened to an interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over the weekend, and it was with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, on his podcast. And it was about 30, 35 minutes. I highly recommend everyone watch it. And you could find it on our must listen to page, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Just click on Mike's big face there, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And it really shed some light on a time frame about the political propaganda pandemic. And it brought together all of the puzzle pieces, which, as you know, are kind of all unraveling. You know, all of us, a lot of people have been talking about it for the past year. Really, specifics are coming out. And then the other gentleman who was, hold on a second. I've got so many notes around here of relevant information. I just want to make sure I get the names right. Dr. Rainier Fulmick, F-U-E-L-L-M-I-C-K, Lmich. I've seen him a couple times over on the War Room. And he also talked about the timeline for the political propaganda pandemic, the COVID, when the WHO is involved. And between the two of them, really makes sense of it. And the moral of the story is, you know, whether you heard Great Reset or, you know, you've got Dr. Well, he's not, we don't call him Dr. It's Anthony Fauci. You've got him in the mix. But it goes back down to, remember the 13 bigs, all of the big organizations, the big corporations, you know, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion, big media, big tech, big government, big business. I think it's a big labor, big education, big nonprofit foundation, NGOs. All of those are working in cahoots with one another. And the director is the government. And I want you to listen to, if you haven't heard it, it is a soundbite. It's about 5 minutes. It's a soundbite from Dr. Shiva talking about Twitter and their playbook and how they have an actual system in place where the government identifies individuals that are a little too voicey, a little too truthful, a little too disclosing of the facts. And then they bring in social media companies in order to silence them, to shut them down. So you were thinking it was social media. It's not. It comes from the government down. And that is the example that Robert F. Kennedy was talking about. And I'm going to mention that to you after you listen to this, because this will shed the light how it really works. And I'm sharing this not because you might lose your social media account. I'm sharing it because there's part of a bigger agenda and a bigger picture. And then when you hear the interview, hear what was discussed during the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. interview, and the timeline starting in 2019, going to kind of give you a reality check. So listen to Dr. Shiva talking about Twitter. Fascinating. And it's all real. It's all real.
You're not a lawyer, are you, sir?
No, I'm not, Steve, but I'm learning enough. And what was interesting was on May 20th and 21st, which we had nearly 16 hours of hearings. So it was me against three of the leading lawyers from Wilmer and Hale at Twitter, three of the lawyers from the government of Massachusetts, and one lawyer from the National Association of State Election Directors. Our case, Steve, is fundamentally about that the government, this is very critical, very different than the DeSantis bill, and there's some weaknesses there, but what we've shown is that the government and Twitter work together to suppress political speech. And what happened, Steve, was the judge on October 30th, he gave us a big victory because in testimony, we showed that the government has a trusted Twitter partnership, a special portal that they can report on U.S. citizens when they expose violation of law by government officials. So that came out in testimony. No news media picked up on that, Steve, except you. So on October 30th, in testimony, a federal judge and I exposed in cross-examination that the government has a special trusted Twitter partnership to call the Twitter and tell them what to do. So there's a big illusion here that Twitter is some massive corporation that does stuff on their own. What we've shown is that the government tells Twitter what to do. So that was on October 30th, and that's when I was thrown off while I was running for political office. Let's just remember that political speech is the most protected aspect of the First Amendment, and they violated that, and they admitted that in testimony. So that was on October 30th. And the judge gave me all the terms of the preliminary injunction, which was to tell the government, stop calling Twitter. If you have any issues, you will go on Twitter and rebut him. Then, after I was put on Twitter on November 4th, Steve, I kept tweeting away. On February 1st, I had a video lecture where I displayed again the same four email screenshots that got me thrown off on October 30th, which exposed courtroom-proof evidence that the government had violated federal law when they deleted ballot images. That's why I got thrown off on the 30th. And on February 1st, right when I shared that same thing, I got thrown off again. So I went back into federal court on February 4th with another injunction. The judge responded back and he said, before I can give you complete relief, I also want you to bring Twitter. What's unique about our case, Steve, we didn't go after Twitter. We went after the government, state. And what we showed was that there was state action involved. So on May 20th and 21st, a judge held He brought everyone in, Twitter, myself, you know, the government, and the National Association of State Election Directors, which was also the vehicle they used. The night before the hearing, Steve, what I was trying to figure out is, what is this trusted Twitter partnership? There's nothing written about it. And lo and behold, Steve, I got very lucky, and I found this playbook called the Election Influence Operations Playbook. Here they are. And where did I find this? I found this on a server because I've seen an email interaction between the head of Twitter in London talking about that they had built a trusted Twitter partnership, the Partner Support Portal, very anodyne term, you know, banal term, PSP, that was used, deployed in England so the security, parliamentary security forces could use that portal to report on citizens. Then it was deployed in India. Then it was deployed in Taiwan and brought here on September 20th, or in the fall, April 20th. The authors of the architects of this document, Steve, are all the defendants. Twitter Legal's on it, the government of Massachusetts, state election director, and this woman, Amy Cohen of NASID. So when I brought this up, the judge said, I want you to submit that as evidence. That was on the 20th. On the 21st, the judge comes in. He had stayed awake in the early morning reading it, and he started off the 21st hearing, and he said, this case will more than likely be taught in every law school as an exemplar on constitutional law. Then the judge said, you know, you brought this far, and he goes, I want it also, are you open to also having a constitutional lawyer help you? So he's appointed a constitutional lawyer, unprecedented, and the court will fund expenses of it, Steve. So where I am right now is that everyone has talked, you know, this thing about Twitter acts as its own. What our case has shown, and it's history-making, is because we've shown that we have lost all political speech in this country because this manual is a standard operating procedure manual of how the state can suppress the speech of American citizens, particularly political speech. Steve, in this document, it's like out of the CIA, they brand you as an influence operator. Step one, once they brand you as an influence operator, they have severity levels, and then they have action steps and how they monitor you. So I was branded, it's step.
All right, everybody, I'm interrupting that because now I see Dr. Brian Artis in the queue there, and I don't want him to wait. I don't know why we're having some technical issues, so I will take full blame for that. So let's do this.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun is a very special guest, Dr. Brian Artis. He's the CEO of Artis Labs and was the first doctor in America to blow the whistle on remdesivir, the non-FDA-approved drug that Anthony Fauci made protocol in our hospitals. And he's on a mission to deliver the truth about COVID vaccines, the American quote-unquote institutes of health, while exposing the political propaganda pandemic. And, of course, the bigger agenda audience. You're going to love this man. Big round of applause. Dr. Artis, apologize for the tech issues. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm excellent, and thank you so much for coming on. We've been talking about this for, it's exhausting now. It's just how long does it take for people to listen? And then, of course, no sooner do you turn around, all this new information keeps popping up. It's getting worse and worse from what we're hearing. And what I love about you is that you're taking it one step further. You're not just talking about the health stuff. You're talking about the big agenda portion that makes it all make sense, doesn't it?
That's right. Yep, there's a huge underlying agenda, obviously, or else they wouldn't be trying to force the entire globe to participate in a human experiment with an experimental drug called a COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, and what kind of pushback are you getting in your community, your professional community, from obviously not the pack of doctors that are the good guys, right? The few of you that are sticking together to sending the truth, but the rest of the peers and the medical associations, what are they doing to you?
No, well, they are censoring every attempt for us to be in the media. So there's been countless radio shows, TV shows, podcasts that have all been dismantled, removed from YouTube, from Twitter, from Facebook, all in an attempt to actually refute, dismiss, and create an illusion that there are no effective treatments for COVID-19, the virus, to push and continue to push this experimental drug in a form of what's called an emergency use authorization. The entire 2020 year and what was actually being mandated as an experimental drug, like you mentioned in the intro, for remdesivir, which was a non-FDA approved drug that was actually touted as an antiviral. It was never actually shown to be effective or safe. It was actually removed from the Ebola study that Anthony Fauci quoted, showed its effectiveness against an Ebola virus. It never actually was proven to be effective in the 2016 study he was referencing that you can find in the New England Journal of Medicine. The safety board actually of the Ebola study in 2016 removed remdesivir halfway through the one-year trial because it had the highest mortality rate of all four experimental drugs they had in that trial. It killed more people than any of the other three drugs, so it wasn't even allowed to finish the trial. So then they, 5 years later, 4 years later now, when 2020 started, Anthony Fauci is quoting that this Ebola study in Africa proved that it was safe and effective against a novel virus like the coronavirus. It wasn't shown to be effective. It was shown to be more deadly than the other three experimental drugs that were also in that experimental trial for Ebola patients. That's just one example of the outright fraud, crime, I believe, against all humans in our country and around the globe in an attempt to dismiss hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, that were actually had multiple studies for decades now shown to be safe and effective and not deadly. And instead they pushed a drug, remdesivir, which was proven from its only second quoted study. They actually quoted all year in 2020 that a March 2020 study in China for COVID-19 infection patients, they actually quoted that study also supported the use of remdesivir in the United States for all COVID-19 hospitalized patients. That study actually concluded within 30 days that any COVID-19 patients who were put on that drug, within 29 days, 22% of all remdesivir patients suffered multiple organ failure and kidney failure. So these are two lethal scenarios that every COVID-19 hospitalized patient in America experienced. And that is truly why at least 90% of all the COVID-19 patients that were treated in America died. They didn't die from COVID-19 infection. They died from the proven death-causing side effects of remdesivir, from the Ebola study they quoted that they knew no one was going to look at, and the March 2020 COVID-19 Gilead manufacturer of remdesivir. They did a cohort study in China. And they found that 22% of all people within 29 days experienced multiple organ failure, kidney failure, exactly the four things that killed every COVID-19 treated patient in America. It's very disgusting that they actually used American citizens and European citizens as trial patients, experimental patients, knowing that there was a huge risk of death associated with it. And you saw it, over 600,000 patients now in America have been killed by the treatments and the protocols medically that have been mandated in this country by Anthony Fauci and the rest of the criminals. 90% plus of all those individuals that died in America did not die from COVID-19. They died from the complications and poisoning of remdesivir.
Wow, I didn't realize that that was the main cause. I mean, you've heard lots of theories. You've heard lots of kind of explanations, but that was the first time that I've heard it put that way. It's almost like intentional malpractice. Can you comment on that? Where I know you can't answer for other people, and I don't expect you to, because it sounds like you have morals, ethics, values, and you took your oath seriously. But I mean, a lot of these people, I can't. It just seems very hard for me, and I'm sure a lot of other people, because they've had so much confidence in confidence in the medical profession, the medical authority, all of these years, and now to find out that a large portion of them, let's just say, or even half, whatever number you want to use, knew that this was not the course of action, and that they didn't seem to care what the consequences were. So, I mean, you have a lack of credibility, what happened to the professionalism, but, I mean, just the morals and values, the ethics, no matter how much money it was or what kind of position you were promised higher up in whatever ranking, to know to give this to people knowing that they most likely will die, I don't know what kind of an evil person would do that. I don't know if there's any money on the world that you could give me to be a part of that. You want to comment on that? Because you're not that way.
Yeah, for anyone with a moral compass of any kind, I think offering and mandating experimental drugs proven to kill people should be absolutely, I mean, those individuals should be imprisoned for all crimes against humanity. Now, and I'll just speak to that a little bit. There is a Hippocratic Oath all medical doctors take, that they will do no harm. These individuals that have been pushing this agenda, it's not the medical doctors in practice who have actually been pushing for these agendas. The medical doctors who are serving at the bedside, all individuals with COVID-19 infections for the entire year of 2020 and beyond, all of them have been using successfully and effectively dosages of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin proven to be safe and effective and not dangerous or lethal to any of their patients. It's not them that have had a conflict of interest or considered to be immoral and taking the risk of injuring individuals knowingly and willfully. No, they've actually had their licenses threatened by politicians and by health agencies in our government, the FDA, CDC, and NIH, that their license would be taken from them. They would be fired if they didn't follow the mandated protocol of using a non-FDA experimental remdesivir drug to treat all COVID-19 hospitalized patients. They were not to use hydroxychloroquine and threatened by governors of individual states that their license would be taken away from them if they so treated any patient without using remdesivir. If they chose to use hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, which have been FDA approved for 20 years for ivermectin, 70 years for hydroxychloroquine, known to be safe and effective for billions of people around the world. But these individuals and the medical doctors attending these individuals have found it greatly frustrating that their ethics would be challenged, that they would use FDA-approved, successfully used drugs for decades, now being mandated to use an experimental drug that was causing harm, but their licenses were going to be taken from them. So there is a huge, obviously, disconnect between the federal agencies and politicians that are overseeing the mandates that are being put on medical professionals in-house, in hospitals, in clinics that have been treating these patients for years. And on my show, the Dr. Artist Show, I've actually interviewed tons of medical doctors and scientists, researchers, and lawyers to discuss just how frustrating and eye-opening it has been for the medical profession to see the corruptness in the federal agencies, the medical industries, including the administrators, that includes the CEO and the board members of hospitals that these medical doctors work in, including emergency rooms, you name it. But as they have found these individuals to mandate the attending medical doctors in their treatments for patients and telling them to use only these drugs that have been proven to be harmful and not effective, has been incredibly eye-opening, disappointing, frustrating, and a huge letdown, because they have for decades, including myself, have included for years the utmost respect for these, what they thought were agencies, boards, and administrators that were looking out for the best interests of their patients. But that's not the case. The case has been to push their own agenda and their own medications that actually were damaging to every American citizen and worldwide, any consumers that were going to be taking them.
But you would say this is the worst push that you've seen, you know, because I watched an interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he was focusing on, kind of did the timeline from before 1986, when kids would only get three vaccines, and then obviously started talking about some the drug companies and the act in 86, and then of course when fraud she came in, and I want you to talk about that, because I watched you talk about that on one of your interviews. With his relationships to Moderna and the other companies, and kind of the strategy onto why they took J&J off the market, not the other ones temporarily. Would you say this is the worst that it's ever been? Because it seems like they've always been pushing certain drugs or certain methods for agendas, financial reasons, whatever. But this one's like the whopper of all agenda pushing, because it literally doesn't make sense from all directions.
Never before has the freedoms and liberties medically and health related for American citizens ever been so robbed from them than right now. So medical doctors no longer had freedoms of treating their patients. They were told this is the way or else you'll lose your jobs. Now you're being told as an American citizen, you will vaccinate yourself, vaccinate your children, vaccinate your baby in utero, or else you'll lose your job. You can't travel. You can't, you can't have your vaccine passport that allows you the freedom to go to sporting events, concerts. All your freedoms and liberties are being challenged now, being forced with an experimental drug. So yes, this is by far the worst we've ever seen it. And what you're referencing of my interviews before that I've done and spoken on was when Johnson & Johnson, it was put in the media by Anthony Fauci and others and news outlets that Johnson & Johnson was guilty of causing 6 blood clots in individuals, 4 of which died. In the media, that was just that 6 individuals had experienced these blood clot disorders, and now Fauci called for a pause to be put on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 shot for all Americans. Well, that pause only lasted about 10 days, and then they put it right back into circulation. What was bothering us as a team, the medical doctors, the scientists, the researchers, the lawyers that are all a part of us speaking out against this entire fraud, is that against the entire United States and the globe, all of humanity, by the way, our issue was not only was it false that only 6 Johnson & Johnson blood clot disorders had actually been reported. At the time Anthony Fauci and the media were talking about these 6 Johnson & Johnson blood clot disorders, at the time there was already 156 reported blood clot issues from COVID-19 shots of Johnson & Johnson brand. At the same time, 400 blood clot disorders had already been reported for Pfizer's COVID-19 shot at the same time, and Moderna had over 336 blood clot disorders reported for its shot. So when people were asking me about these numbers, which, by the way, now it's over 2,000 for all, when they asked me originally, why do you think that they're only talking and pausing the Johnson & Johnson shot? I said, well, it's obvious, isn't it? The only reason why Fauci would call for a demand to pause Johnson & Johnson is, of the 3 shots being pushed on all the American citizens, it's the only one that has the trans gene tied to the adenovirus in the vaccine, which is a cold virus. The other 2, Pfizer and Moderna, are actually mRNA technology by itself, so it's a little bit different. But those 2 are identical, Moderna and Pfizer. And they said, well, if Moderna and Pfizer has 3 times more reported blood clot disorders than the Johnson & Johnson one, why aren't they pausing those 2? And I said, well, that's got to be obvious too also, right? Anthony Fauci's NIAID non-for-profit organization owns 50% of the patent rights on the Moderna shot. If he came out and said Moderna has 300-plus reported blood clot disorders associated with the COVID-19 shot, immediately people would point to Pfizer and Moderna, the both of them, and actually demand, well, those 2 are identical in their mRNA tech on these new COVID-19 vaccines. So does Pfizer have any reported? Yes, they do. They had 400. If it came out and was made aware to the American public that not only 6 Johnson & Johnson blood clot disorders associated vaccines got a pause on those 2, if it ever was announced that Pfizer had 400, Moderna had 300-plus, it would be a huge call for action by the American consumers, we would assume, to pause those also or to cancel them out of circulation. And that would immediately put a huge damper on the royalties Anthony Fauci's organization that he owns, NIAID. It would ruin the royalties, distributions, and revenue that he's receiving from his ownership of the Moderna vaccine. It also would make him hesitate to bring any attention to the Pfizer shot at all, since it had even more than the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson blood clot disorders associated with the COVID-19 shots. If he would have brought attention to the Pfizer shots numbers, immediately everyone would go, well, isn't Moderna the exact same tech? And yes, they would have to say, yes, it is. And then they would ask for that data also, I would assume. So there's no way Anthony Fauci is going to touch the Pfizer numbers or the Moderna foot numbers and ever come out publicly that those are actually an issue, because it's going to taint and affect his direct revenue from his patent rights and royalties to the Moderna shot, which I find disgusting anyway. Any federal representative who's mandating vaccines on the public should never, in my opinion, I think it should be considered the outright most obvious conflict of interest for him to have royalties or any ownership of a vaccine they are going to mass mandate on the public. This company didn't even exist until COVID-19 vaccines were created, Moderna, by name. They actually came up with that name based on the mRNA tech they put in there. mRNA is just the abbreviation for the new name they came up with, Moderna. Moderna's never created a drug before, never created a vaccine before, until COVID-19 vaccines. I find it disgusting that Anthony Fauci had the ability to push this on the public. Whoever gave him the right and the potential to do that should be incriminated, thrown in prison, thrown in isolation. That's my personal opinion. Because these shots have killed all three of them, and combined in America, it's already been reported that over 5,500 people have died within 48 hours to 1 week of receiving any of the COVID-19 shots in America. And I find that deplorable because, as you mentioned, the 1986 Act, signed by Ronald Reagan, removed all liability of drug makers making vaccines. Nobody, anyone injured in America by these vaccines could not be, those drug companies could not be held liable. Then mm-hmm. came the 2005 PrEP Act, which now removes all liability from all vaccines ever. I find it incredibly disgusting that you can have over 5,000 Americans killed by these shots, and there's been no financial repercussions, no call to action to have it suspended. And I've mentioned this on a couple other shows because the American people should find this deplorable. The company Peloton, which is a private company, well, now public, they create treadmills and they create stationary bicycles for exercise. Mm-hmm. They have a treadmill, killed one kid a month ago. As a result of this one child dying while riding that treadmill, they actually suspended all manufacturing and sales of their treadmill and lost $4 billion in stock value in one day when they announced one child died. One child. One American
wow.
child. Yet wow. in the first 3 months of these COVID-19 shots, over 5,000 Americans have been killed, and there hasn't been a stop. There hasn't been a suspension. There hasn't been reimbursement of any kind or loss of value or money for these organizations, federally or these private or publicly traded Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson companies. I think America should be disgusted by that personally, and all companies should be held liable for injuring willfully any Americans and any children. And now they want to push these drugs after 5,000 deaths on children as young as 6 months old to 19 years old to 5-year-old come September. Pfizer and Moderna have asked now for approval to give it to all kids by the fall, all 5-year-olds and older. And now they want to push it on pregnant women. Knowing that these shots, the FDA knows since October 2020, 2 months before the shots ever were passed out to the American public, the FDA has internal documents that I have copies of. They actually stated that they knew neurological damage was going to come as a major side effect to these COVID-19 shots. In the first 3 years, including the 9 months in utero, there isn't one bit of tissue in the human body that's more sensitive to growth and needs to be protective than the neurological systems, including the brain and spinal cord. Yet this is exactly what they knew the spike proteins generated by these vaccines caused damage to. October of 2020, 2 months before December, when the shots came out, they published a list internally of 110 known diseases and death listed as a side effect to these COVID-19 shots. They knew that was coming. That actual list included 5 different bulletin points on the slide, slide 16 of their 25-slide presentation. It included 5 blood clot disorders that included strokes, myocardial infarction, which is actually death of heart muscle from an embolism or a blood clot in the heart. That's listed on that slide 2 months before the American public started being told they had to get these shots. And then it included 3 other blood clot disorders on there. They knew these were coming. And they hid it from you and didn't tell you. I call that evil, by the way. Intentionally, willfully evil. To know that you're going to damage a lot of children, pregnant women, adults, and you don't care. You're worried more about your profit. When, in fact, the COVID-19 infection never posed a real threat to humanity. The only people who actually struggled to survive COVID-19 infections were those 65 years and older, the majority mm-hmm. of which had comorbidities, which are other diseases, that they're already being treated medically with. So they're already being drugged with pharmaceutical agents that actually suppresses their immune system, such as prednisone, which I'm sure you've heard of. That's called an immunosuppressant. The majority of people in America, average age 65 years and older, are on prednisone. That's the majority of individuals that are given that drug. It is known as an immune suppressant. So these individuals are told, once you go on this lifelong treatment of prednisone to help reduce your pain, you will be susceptible to all infections in the future because you now can't fight those infections. And these are exactly all the people that struggled to fight COVID-19, not children. Children were 99.997% worldwide able to shed the virus out of their body through urinary output and bowel output, through pooping and peeing. And we're going to threaten that all of them now have to get shots in order to go back to school in the fall when you know these cause neurological damage, death, and infertility. I just find it absurd and disgusting. And everyone else should too.
Well, it's there's so much in what you just said, but at the end of the day, people need to realize that these vaccines, because we know they're not vaccines, and the treatments that they've been telling people are things you need to not do. And like I said, the problem is most people, they've just been indoctrinated that the medical community, especially at this point, there are a lot of people that have been brainwashed by what comes out of Dr. Fauci's mouth. But, you know, there's so much information coming out. And every time that I've seen you on a show, I literally have two or three pages of notes. And I'm passing that information along to as many people that I have conversations with on this platform. Every episode, we are delivering some sort of content from, most of it's coming from the things that you've shared, because what you're providing is, yeah, well, I mean, you have a different approach than I think some of the other doctors. I had some of the doctors on the show, Dr. Larry Pilevsky's been on, Dr. Pam Popper, but you're focusing a little on a different kind of a niche where you're pulling out some of this, like the history or you know, the players in the game all along. And then, of course, you're talking about the strategies behind it. And, you know, you even said in the past, it's really not about the money for these companies as much as it is a bigger agenda, because if you're trying to make money, but you're killing the people, then you're killing your killing your customers. And then the more people that you're killing, it's kind of, you get a bad rap, right? People are going to eventually stop, taking medication, taking the actual vaccine. So you usually, I think the numbers that, was it Michael, Meehan had said, usually when there was about 50, because he's an ex-Pfizer guy, he said usually when there was about 50 deaths when it was attached to a drug, we would yank it. And in the 5,000 plus. That has been reported on that wonderful VAERS system, where only about 1% is actually there. I believe you were the man that coined add two zeros to everything once you hear statistics.
Oh, yeah.
Add those two zeros. Now, yeah, and that's a whole, that's the reality behind this. And, you know, you've been talking about this. You keep bringing out new information. It's not necessarily getting through to people because, as I mentioned, they've had so much indoctrination as these medical professionals are end all be all. They know everything. And they're the ones that everyone's putting their confidence into what I like to call false authorities. That's just what they've been told since they were young. That's what their parents told them. That's what was been, forced into the thought process. The entities that are supposed to be protecting us are the ones who are actually causing the problems and are being compensated, like NIH, NIAH, when you just mentioned the examples of the amount of royalties that they get. So there is no... There's a huge conflict of interest.
It's a huge, obviously, conflict of interest. Yes, I agree.
So then, at the end of the day, you're giving all this information. Anyone that looks at it goes, this is black and white. A, why don't you think people are listening? And B, what do you think it's going to take for people to pay attention and stop, because if people stop getting the vaccine or take the right precautions or the therapeutics that need to be done once they do, if they do get COVID, this will just keep going on and on. This is not going to stop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so this is what I've learned also. So unbeknownst, maybe you've seen this in some of my interviews, but the unfortunate part is exactly what you're stating, that many people just are going along because they're indoctrinated into this viewpoint of what the medical profession has been telling you for years, which is you have to vaccinate your children in order to keep them healthy. There is no way that the human body can heal itself from a disease, so you have to treat it with drugs. This is not true, by the way. This is just what you've been told by the medical establishment. They also tell you that if the body can't heal itself and the drugs don't work, then we're just going to cut out the body part because we don't know how to fix it. Well, the truth is the body knows how to heal itself. They just have never studied or been taught how to use the immune system's ability to do it on its own. And how they've been successful at doing this with the entire world, just about, but particularly American society, and I'm going to speak to Americans because it is so obvious we are the most brainwashed, thought-reformed mm-hmm. individuals in the world when it comes to medical intervention, including pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines. Did you know that America, 330 million people, we stand to represent 5% of the entire world's population as a country? Only 5%. Mm-hmm. However, wow. This 5% of Americans that represent 5% of the entire population of the world, every year, this 5% of the world, called America, citizens, we consume 45% of all drugs manufactured in the world by pharmaceutical companies. Almost wow. half of all drugs are swallowed every day into the bodies of Americans. And the rest of the world, the other 95% of the world, shares the other 50%, which I find ridiculous. The pharmaceutical industry, or the medical complex, as they call it, which is a $2.3 trillion a year industry, which includes vaccines and pharmaceutical drugs, $2.3 trillion a year. They have done a great job of brainwashing all of you to believe their one narrative, which is the body doesn't heal itself. The body can't recover. You have to drug it in order to actually get it to remove its symptoms, which has never been true ever in the history of mankind. They have just done a great job of indoctrinating you. Now, what they did this last year in 2020 is they went far and above what they've done before. What they did was so blatantly use cult tactics to control mm-hmm. American citizens to get them to do whatever they said at the end of a year, pumping their TVs, internet, all media, to give one story to create fear, anxiety in all Americans and around the globe, but particularly in America, I'm going to speak to. They did a great job of using every successful cult tactics, which there are three of, and I'll tell you what they are. They used every ability to use successfully mind control, thought reform, and brainwashing to get all of you, or the majority of you, to accept whatever they told you to do in the future through fear and anxiety and panic, which is what all cults do. Steve Hassan, which is listed as America's number one cult expert, has written multiple books on how to actually help loved ones get out of a cult. And all of us know cults do these crazy things inside of them and to the members that are in the cults. But the leader is able to brainwash, remove critical thinking through different initiatives and different messaging to get the members to do things otherwise they never, ever would have considered doing on their own. But they had to slowly change their ability to use reasoning and logic, rob that from them so that they could get them to do things that were just deplorable, immoral, that you know you would have never done ever any human being ever before. In Steve Hassan's book from 2013, remember he's listed as, he's actually titled America's Number One Cult Expert. He wrote a book called Freedom of Mind in 2013, 7 years before the pandemic. And he stated in page 4, that there's 4 major types of cults in the world: religious, political, commercial, and therapeutic. The political cult, in order to be successful, a political cult has to do just 2 things to be considered successful and destructive. Do you know what those 2 things are?
Because I wrote them down. I don't want to spoil it. I wrote them down from another interview you did.
Number one is they have to, as Steve Hassan listed, a political cult in order to be successful. Now, Americans typically have a viewpoint that cults are bad. So I'm just going to tell you right now, cults are bad. If they've robbed your ability to have free thinking and ability to think freely, that's bad. Americans, they pride themselves on liberties and freedoms. Cults remove all of your ability to be free. And this is exactly what a political cult does. In order for them to be successful, Steve Hassan says, they only have to achieve two things. Number one, they have to control the media. This is 7 years before the pandemic. Number two, in all caps, he says, they have to prevent free assembly. In order for them to be ultimately even more destructive, all they have to do is to adopt the other tactics of up to 80% of all destructive cults. And that tactic is to get individuals that are members of their cult, the political cults, those political cult leaders, all they got to do is get the members of their cult to wear something specific on their body, either a shawl or, in the Mormon church, for example, underwear called garments. You got to get them to wear something. Well, they managed to do all three of these things from the beginning in 2020 in order to start brainwashing you, which is the only objective of a political cult. And yes, the NIH is a part of a political cult. So is the FDA, the CDC, the Department of Health and Human Services, Anthony Fauci, all preaching the same info. Stay home. They were going to prevent free assembly. You can't go to churches. You can't go to bars. You can't go to work. You can't go to school. We're going to lock you down and separate all of you into little family groups in your homes. And then they're going to control the media. That's number two in his book. For a political cult to be successful, we're going to pump into you all the fear and lies about everyone who's dying in the world from COVID-19. If we can lock you in your houses, you won't be able to see who's really in hospitals, how booked they are or empty they are. You won't actually be able to see how many people are sick because we've made you all hide in your homes. And then number three, if you dare, even in your home, go outside your home, you're going to start wearing a mask every day. And every cult has always agreed on one thing. If you can get them to wear something, it doesn't matter where they wear it. If they can get you to wear something, they ultimately can control all of your behavior. So first it was wear a mask everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Next question, next thought was, now we want you to stand 6 feet apart. It didn't matter what they said. By the time they got to the mask, after preventing free assembly and controlling the media and everything you were going to hear now as a family group in your home, isolated from everybody else, they knew they could control the narrative and brainwash you with fear and anxiety and panic. And the only agenda in doing all of that was to get you all to agree that in order to free up assembly and allow you guys to leave your homes, to drop the mask eventually, and we'll change the narrative of the story, is get the vaccines, our vaccines. The whole agenda from the beginning was to get you to take our experimental vaccine. And we know from the FDA, in that document I keep referencing on slide 16, they knew there was going to be 110 diseases, including death as a side effect, miscarriages, infertility. All 80 autoimmune diseases were going to develop over time after getting these shots. This is an experimental drug. It's not FDA approved. It's still not. It never has been. And we as a society, I'm just going to ask you, young lady, and your entire audience, have we not been raised in a society in this country to accept and respect the FDA approval process for everything that's related to healthcare and medical devices? We're always listening to every commercial and advertisement about medical devices, new drugs coming out. We're always looking and have been indoctrinated to trust the FDA approval process. Why has no American, besides the few of us that are standing up going, something's wrong here, can't you see it? Why, for the first time ever, is there now an infection, this virus going around the world? Why in America now are we trusting a non-approved, never been FDA approved, never been scientifically proven to be efficacious? Why are we trusting a non-FDA approved remdesivir drug to be pumped into hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans, that we know causes lethal side effects in 22% of all of them from research studies before they started mandating it? And then why are we okay now secondarily to have a non-FDA approved vaccine pumped into our children, our infants, our pregnant women, when we have been indoctrinated to believe and trust this FDA organization when it comes to our food and our drugs. It stands for the Food and Drug Administration. We've always looked to them and their approval process as a safety net for us. Why all of a sudden have we let that go? There's only one way they have succeeded in getting over half of Americans now to get these shots, and the only way they were able to do it was to brainwash us or to strip us of our liberties and then bribe us with their liberties to have them returned in a year, right? Oh, you can travel now if you just get our shot. Oh, you can go back to school now if you get our shot. Oh, you can keep your job if you get our shot. This is disgusting. Oh, you can get free donuts at Krispy Kreme if you'll just show us you got your shot. Oh, Ohio State now is telling you, oh, we'll, for those of you who are hesitant and not and are reluctant to get the shots, if you just show us you got the first shot of any kind, we will put you into a weekly lottery, and every Wednesday we'll draw a $1 million winner. This is
unbelievable.
Disgusting. So you know there's a lot of reluctance, obviously, pushback against these shots. Thank God. At least half of Americans is looking at this going, I don't believe it. But that's not what the media is telling you. But you obviously know there's pushback, or else there wouldn't be so much effort to try to bribe people to do it. They're offering student loan forgiveness, mortgage forgiveness, all kinds
trucks,
of offerings from all
houses,
state leaders.
Yeah.
I find it disgusting.
Well, you know, it's I didn't think Americans were that gullible or that I don't want to say stupid, but almost stupid. But I guess, you know, if you're up against the beast of brainwashing, when you have every possible entity coming at you, and that is their strategy, that's their goal, they have the playbook, and then they're coming at you from the media, they're coming at you from the medical, they're coming at you from government, they're coming from every angle, and then, of course, corporations and schools and local governments. Yeah, you know, people just break, and they say, fine, I'll do it, rather than using any little bit of common sense and taking something experimental. I mean, how many of those same people probably wouldn't get the first version of the computer software that came out because they knew there were going to be bugs on it, in it? And they say, you know, I'll wait till they come out with the revised versions, or I'll wait till they get the kinks worked out on that app on my iPhone, and I'll get the next one around, or the next operating version. Yeah, but yet when it comes to something as crazy as what they're telling you to take now, they just laid down and said, I'm all in. And, you know, that's scary. That's scary because of the consequences or what's going to happen for the people that took the vaccine. I mean, you're already seeing it, and you've discussed it before. I mean, you were talking about, and again, you get the kudos award for bringing up stuff. And I'm listening to a lot of doctors, and I'm listening to a lot of shows and, you know, people that give news updates from good sources, you know, nothing like you're seeing on TV. But you're the first time that I heard someone talk about this new issue that is happening in children, the multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. And of course, all this other inflammatory issues that are going to be happening to the millions, if not hundreds of millions of people. Which is a long-term effect.
Can we touch on that for a minute?
I do, because I think it's important that people get the overall picture of what's going on here. And it's almost like, we'll talk about that after. Yeah, share that first. Share that.
Okay, so I have 5 children. So to watch that the FDA admitted in October that one of the listed side effects on slide 16 in their October internal report was multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. That's the name of the disease. This disease never existed before 2020. This disease system was caused in a very few sick children who got COVID-19 in 2020. And Mayo Clinic and John Hopkins did a great job of describing the symptoms related to this condition. If a child who was sick or had diabetes or was obese, if they actually breathed in one particle of the coronavirus on the outside or a part of that virus has what's called a spike protein. It has this thing sticking up on its structure that looks like a crown, and that's why it's called corona. But this spike protein causes inflammation to 15 different organs inside the body of a child, which includes the heart, the brain, the intestines, the spleen, the kidneys, the liver, the eyes even will bleed in some of the children. That's if they just breathed in the coronavirus spike protein and associated with it.
Wow.
So this is a new condition diagnosed in America. It was listed by the FDA in October 2020. It was going to be what they knew was going to come from the shots in children. This is actually listed as a serious condition, which means it's life-threatening. I don't know if you know this already, but I looked up last week. I think it was Thursday of last week. I looked up on CDC.gov to find out how many children have been diagnosed with this since the shots came out. It's 4,018 have already been reported to the CDC, not to VARS, to the CDC. Look up CDC.gov and type in MIS-C. That's multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. This is disgusting. There's already 4,000 children with this, and now they want to push all five-year-olds down to six-month-olds. In October of 2020, 2 months before the shots came out, that this was going to be a side effect of the drug, the vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines. And I'm going to explain to you why this is so much more problematic than just breathing in some particles of a COVID-19 virus from another person in a child. If you breathe in one, two, or three particles into your lungs of the COVID-19 virus in a child, and they experience multi-system inflammatory syndrome, multiple organs inflamed, that could be deadly. I don't know if you know this, but in the shots that are being given to adults, there's 50 billion mRNA particles to create 50 billion spike proteins in your body. In children, they're going to give them half a dose, which is 25 billion mRNA particles to get the children's bodies to make 25 billion spike proteins that we know damages the blood-brain barrier, damages the blood, damage blood vessels, damages the brain matter itself to cause things like encephalopathy, encephalitis, which leads to autism, strokes, seizures, heart attacks, you name it. Even MS in children can occur, and all autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, fibromyalgia, all of these things, diabetes, are going to be actually diagnosed in children as a result. And the FDA knew this. What's the danger? Danger is your body's going to make 25 billion spike proteins that look like a virus, the coronavirus, and then your body's going to make 25 billion antibodies to fight those DNAs of the body, your children's bodies, that look like coronaviruses. But it's their own DNA. And your body's going to produce these antibodies unchecked, unlimited, and start damaging all the different tissues inside your body that have that spike protein in them. One of the tissues in the female body is the placenta. And the placenta actually looks just like the coronavirus. It is already proven that the antibodies that are going to be created in your body if you vaccinate a female, young or old, their body is going to produce and generate antibodies, maybe even lifelong, that will damage placental tissue and cause miscarriages and infertility in millions and millions of girls. And this I find horrific. A lot of people talk about depopulating the planet. Bill Gates talks about depopulation is the only way to affect climate change and blah, blah, blah. They're not trying to murder people. They are murdering people, obviously. 5,000 so far in America alone. 10,000 in Europe already have been reported that have died from COVID-19 shots, including AstraZeneca. So there's already people being murdered. The total obvious agenda is they figured out how to get genetically modified material, put that into an actual shot that will be encoded into your DNA that will make particles that look like placental tissue that then your body will produce antibodies to kill. So your body will physically damage its own placental attachment to the uterus. The placenta is what brings blood flow and nourishment to a baby. And it will destroy that, and then the body will abort those babies. It is an attempt, and it's very obvious, to create a sterile planet. The actual spike proteins and the antibodies the vaccinated individuals will actually make have been proven to damage ovarian function, sperm production, and damage sperm themselves. It actually halts sperm genesis, or the production of sperm, and it attacks cervical tissue, uterine tissue, and like I mentioned already, the placental tissue. So are there big problems associated with this? Yeah. There's multiple medical doctors, not just me speaking on this topic. Many medical doctors are trying to warn as many people as possible. If you ever think you want to have children, or if you ever want to be a grandparent, you would be wise to completely avoid these shots at all costs, period.
It seems like, well, it doesn't seem, from what you're saying, it's attacking the body in many ways. One, it's going after the placenta and parts of the reproductive system, but it's also, to kind of put it into layman's terms, is it almost at the point where your immune system is actually going to eat itself and break itself down so that you're almost susceptible to anything that's out there. It just breaks down your immune system because the body is attacking itself. Is that a great way to explain it?
Absolutely. That is a great way to explain it. So the term autoimmune diseases mean, auto means self, immune. So your body's going to produce immune cells called antibodies that are going to attack your own tissue. So for example, in this country, you have millions of women who have been diagnosed with hypo or under-functioning thyroid conditions, and some of them are diagnosed with what's called Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune disease where the body is making its own antibodies called TPO, thyroid peroxidase. This antibody, your body made, and it is attacking your thyroid and killing thyroid cells, and you no longer make thyroid hormones. But in individuals now, is a similar action. The actual antibodies and the spike proteins that are being injected into your body, they're going to damage 28 different tissues in the human body. When you damage those cells with the spike protein, the DNA that's inside the nucleus inside those cells gets out of the cell membrane, the cell wall. It comes out of the cell when the cell wall is damaged by the spike protein. When the DNA gets into your bloodstream into circulation, the human body recognizes that that's foreign material because it's supposed to be inside of cells. When your body's immune system picks up on this DNA floating out in the body, it will create antibodies to destroy that tissue. Well, that DNA came from, in the case of a thyroid Hashimoto's patient or Graves' disease patient, it came from their thyroid DNA. And then their body fights the circulating DNA from the nucleus floating around the blood that was from the thyroid damaged tissue. The body creates an antibody to kill that DNA or clear it up, and then it goes circulating throughout the rest of the body, finding anything that looks just like it, and it starts damaging the thyroid once it gets there. So this is exactly what's going to happen to 28 different tissues in the human body. We know the antibodies that the body's going to make against the vaccines already target 28 different tissues to cause disease. You will have in the next 3 years, next 10 years, millions and millions of new autoimmune disorder patients. And those autoimmune diseases, there's 80 of them currently diagnosable in America. There's 80 different autoimmune diseases because there's different ones for different organs. You're going to see huge amounts of these autoimmune disorders, which include and not limited to Sjogren's disease, Hashimoto's disease, Graves' disease, lupus, fibromyalgia. These are all scenarios. Diabetes, for example, there's even antibodies your body makes to kill the pancreas, and you can no longer make insulin. That's called type 1 diabetes, and you have to inject insulin in the rest of your body the rest of your life. These are all the kinds of deplorable things you're going to see that are going to occur over the next 3 to 10 years by taking these body-damaging, autoimmune-responding and reactive vaccines. And it is not something I consider at all to be considered even plausible to consider a parent giving this to a child, giving it to themselves, or any grandparent encourage a child or grandchild to get it, or a teacher or a school district encourage children to get this. It's going to create massive havoc. If you want to know who this benefits the most, if you create a myriad of diseases, which we know it is doing and will continue to do, mm-hmm. these shots, what a great business model. You have no penalty against hurting people and creating diseases inside of them with these COVID-19 vaccines. And for the rest of your life, the majority of those same people you've damaged with these vaccines are going to be flooding into rheumatology, which are autoimmune doctors that specialize in autoimmunity. They're going to be flooding into rheumatology doctors. They're going to be flooding into infertility clinics for years because they can't have children anymore. I mean, 1 in 6 couples in America can't get pregnant now. You don't know why? Vaccines are a huge part of this, including the HPV vaccine in teenagers, mm-hmm. this new COVID-19 vaccine. This is a huge bonus for the pharmaceutical companies that are going to be actually selling new drugs to counter-react the symptoms of all these diseases. I, for one, and a lot of other medical doctors that are great friends of mine that are out on the front lines educating people, we don't want to be caught up in that cult. It is truly a cult. They're going to tell you these are the only things that are going to help you, and the truth is they're just going to poison you more, and you are going to die sooner and more in pain and inflammation than you would have otherwise.
It's unbelievable. I just hope that more people really pay attention and just listen to people like yourself, because the information's there. And this is science. This is facts. This isn't a hypothesis that Dr. Artis came up with one night because he just felt like it. I mean, this is all verifiable. Yep. And if you even put in a little bit of common sense, it literally makes sense based on the players in the game and the strategies and the time frames, which we talked about a little bit earlier and which we're going to talk about afterwards. But it, you know, I just hope more people stop taking it, and then the consequences are going to be huge. And I think a lot of the people now that did have the vaccine, regardless of their age, they said, I didn't have any adverse reactions. I didn't have any effects. I feel fine. And it's almost like the answer is just wait. Just wait, because
yep.
it takes.
Oh, yeah.
It, and I would say, and I'm going to ask you, so would you say that the reason maybe why they don't have immediate reactions, like some people within a couple of days, boom, they're gone, or a couple of weeks, okay. is it because they're pretty healthy already, so it's going to take a while for these spike proteins to start being generated, and then enough antibodies to be created to where you now have that attack going on, so that something else does go sideways, where now you are having some new autoimmune disease that you never had? Oh, I lost him, boys and girls. Yeah, it sounded like he had a bad patch. But I will see if he calls back in. But in the meantime, when I was talking about time frames, this is kind of, it's a good segue. What I was talking to before about how the government is the one who is orchestrating. Remember, we're talking about Dr. Shiba and Twitter. The government is the one that is orchestrating kind of the plan here. When it comes to social media, bear with me, guys. I'm going to get him right now on the phone. All right. Sorry about that. I was trying to play a little bit of in between music while we were getting them back on, and I clicked the wrong song. All right. Here we go. All right. Dr. Artis, you're back, right?
I'm back. Yes.
All right. So where I think I left off was, so what I was asking was, so the healthier people that haven't had any reactions to this yet, it's just going to take a little bit longer for those spike proteins to make the antibodies, so it starts attacking itself, where then you're going to have additional autoimmune diseases and things like that pop up where that normally healthy person didn't have before. So it's going to take them maybe, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, like you mentioned, even three, depending on how long it takes their body to start fighting against itself. Is that kind of a good explanation for those who are just so confident and arrogant that the best thing they could have ever done was to get the vaccine?
Absolutely. So what you're going to see is some individuals who have already had some other predisposed illnesses or immune suppression or challenge issues, they're going to respond the fastest. Individuals who have known hyper or excessive antibodies against what's called polysorbate 80 or polyethylene glycol, which is inside the Pfizer and Moderna shots and Johnson & Johnson shots, lots of people, 90% of Americans, actually have excessive amounts of these antibodies against those two chemicals. Those people will experience almost immediate reactions called anaphylactic reactions. There's already been over 100,000 reported of these within the first 48 hours of the shots. So these are life-threatening events. So those individuals, yes, they're going to respond very quickly. For those who don't, they're going to see a delayed response in their body. They think it's already happening. It just takes a while for enough of the tissue of the cells of an organ to be damaged enough by autoimmune antibodies before you start getting symptoms. You know, cancer symptoms don't show up in a patient in the first day. A tumor or mass grows and develops over several years, 4, 5, 6, 7 years in the case of pancreatic cancer. But by the time the patient gets the symptoms, they're told, holy cow, we now did a test. Diagnostically, we see you have pancreatic cancer, and the medical doctors will tell you you've got less than 12 months to live.
Right.
the truth is they've had the actual cancer growing in their pancreas for up to 7 years. They just never had been told they had it, nor did they have symptoms of it. It's going to be very similar to what you're going to see from these shots. And when it comes to disease processes from the shots and what people can do now, I just want to, for anybody in your audience that's older than 20 years old, there was something we all heard and I had actually pumped into the media for years, which was an apple a day keeps the doctor away. You remember this phrase? An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah,
was a
that's
reference.
Your teeth.
This was a huge thing. It was on the posters in every elementary school I was in. It was all over the nation. And we heard it on the radio, cartoon. In between each cartoon on Saturday, they'd play this whole thing. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. The reference is, see, like an apple, and it will keep you from getting disease from having to go to the doctor. What's interesting is in the last 20 years, I haven't heard that once in the media anywhere. I've never seen it on a poster, in a radio announcement, on TV, nowhere. Instead, it's gone from an apple a day keeps the doctor away to you better get our vaccine or else you can't get a job, you can't travel, you can't go to school. You have to take our man-made chemical now or else. And I don't know why it is we've allowed ourselves to come so far from the knowledge and awareness that food and nutrients keep our immune system healthy to fight disease, and why it is now we accept the reality that man-made chemicals are our best option to stay healthy. That was never true. It's never been true in the history of man, but we have been greatly brainwashed and indoctrinated to believe this idea. So I'd love to give your audience, I've spent the last 2 months as host of different interviews, radio shows, TV shows, Newsmax, have tried to ask me, what would you do to actually, what are we going to do for these people that are vaccinated and unvaccinated?
Yeah, what do we do?
And we've constantly had no answer for them because we didn't know. We're like, we've never seen anything used like this before in humans. So we don't know what this genetically modified organism called mRNA, what it's going to do in our bodies. Well, there are three things I've come up with that I would recommend every American start doing for their children themselves. If they're pregnant, they should be doing for every loved one, everybody, anybody who's been vaccinated, unvaccinated. There are absolutely three things all of them should do. Number one, vitamin C is proven to protect every cell in your body from viral infection and from poisoning of any drug, chemical. Every toxicologist even knows this. Vitamin C protects every cell in the body from oxidative stress. Now, oxidative stress is what the spike protein of COVID-19 does to a cell. It's also what every spike protein in the mRNA particles and the polyethylene glycol inside the Pfizer and Moderna shot. That's what it does to the cell to cause disease. So to protect this, every cell in the body, the best attempt you're going to do is to use at least 10,000, and I said 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day. And you're going to want to split that up. 3,000 milligrams in the morning, 3,000 in the afternoon, 4,000 in the evening, because vitamin C is water soluble. And as you drink it or eat it, your body pees it out through your kidneys. Oh. So you want to keep putting it in three times a day, every day for life. This is for the vaccinated and unvaccinated people to try their best to stay healthy from diseases. Now, number two thing that every single American should be doing is they should be consuming at least 500 milligrams of magnesium every day. Magnesium is proven to protect the body in the same way as vitamin C does. It protects every cell from oxidative stress, which is what the spike proteins, it's what the mRNA, it's what the PEG and the polysorbate inside the three vaccines does to tissues in the body to create disease. Magnesium's proven to protect every cell from disease states. So magnesium, 500 milligrams at least. I personally take 1,000 every day milligrams of magnesium, and I would slowly work up to 1,000 milligrams, but start with 500 milligrams. That's for all vaccinated and unvaccinated people. Number three thing you can do to try to protect yourself from any autoimmune diseases or death from these COVID shots or COVID-19 in general or any of its variants that might be coming out in the future is selenium at 200 micrograms a day. 200 micro, that's MCG. It's a very small amount. And lots of companies sell supplements with selenium in it. Selenium is a mineral found in the dirt that gets drawn up into your plant, and you're supposed to eat it. Magnesium's the same. Magnesium's in the dirt. It's supposed to get drawn up in our plants, and we eat them. There's nothing more deficient in all the human race than magnesium. Selenium, 200 micrograms. Every day everybody needs to do for the rest of their life. 200 micrograms tells the liver, selenium does, tells the liver to make an enzyme called glutathione. It's the only thing that tells the liver to make glutathione. And glutathione then starts getting pumped out by the liver. And glutathione is known to be protective against all disease states for all tissues in the body. It coats the outside of the cells. And it, in my mind, is the best protection outside of magnesium and vitamin C to add together as a three-piece cocktail every day to try to protect yourself against all spike proteins generated by the vaccines and the spike proteins that are being transmitted from the vaccinated people to the unvaccinated people. So everyone in every household, no matter what your age, you should be doing these three minerals every day to protect yourselves as much as possible from this disease death-causing agenda created by this federal and World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And the agenda is to make as many people as sick as possible, kill off as many people as possible, sterilize and infertilize them as much as possible. And for any of you that
sick.
Want to continue a long-lasting life without diseases, these three things you should do every single day. Absolutely.
And those people that are pushing this agenda are either in charge, companies, media, political positions, our government. Unbelievable. So it's the American people are on their own. So it's good doctors
yeah.
like you that are spreading this information. And like I said, more people just need to pay attention because that's not a matter of if you've taken the vaccine. It's just a matter of when you're going to start noticing some issues. So are you going to come out with a Dr. Artist to the Rescue safety pack that has these three ingredients in it and start selling kits?
I actually probably will soon come out with my own. However, I do not carry my own at the moment. But I do have a document. It's called the Disease Prevention Cocktail. And I'll just tell your audience and yourself if you'd like. If you just email me at doc@artistlabs.com to protect any censorship and try to get anything, just email me directly, doc@artistlabs.com. I will send you all of the data, all of the reports, all the federal papers, everything related to COVID-19, remdesivir, and then my disease prevention protocol, which includes the FDA document from October 2020, and it's listed 110 side effects and diseases, life-threatening side effects of these COVID-19 shots, along with my three mineral and vitamin cocktail to prevent diseases with their supportive research studies, and how to dose for children of all ages is all included. And I'll send it to you for free if anybody wants it. The goal is just try. I literally would love nothing more than to watch this absurd attempt at cruelty and this crime against all humanity to try to infertilize, sterilize, or kill off a lot of people in this world. I would love to provide a very basic, easy, essential nutrient cocktail that could stop their agenda. Oh, this would be brilliant and the greatest thing I've ever considered doing ever in my entire life. And I've spent 20 years in practice helping to reverse autoimmune diseases in patients from around the world. If I could help in any degree to protect humanity, it would be this three-piece protocol. Get it into your hands, share it with as many people as possible, and then have the research studies there to back it, the dosing recommendations and how I would do it, how I do it with my own family. We've all been doing it. We will all do it for years. I mean, I've been doing it all for years, the same protocol, for years with my entire family and my five children. None of them got sick from COVID. Two of them tested positive for COVID, and then we're over it within 48 hours or less, and they just kept doing the same protocol.
Sprang back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and you can too, so.
So basically, at this point, if people haven't taken the vaccine yet, then keep going along with the essential nutrient cocktail for the rest of your life. If you have taken it, take this anyway. Anything's going to help, right? So you do that. As far
Absolutely.
As we the American people, I mean, you're out there getting the word out. You've got the other doctors in the pack, like the wolf pack. You guys are out there doing what you can. Is there anything else that we can do as a group to, I don't want to say fight back, but along those lines to government? Does it even matter? Is it to do anything with the medical industry? Is it just why bother at this point? So is it something where you're doing messaging and American people just need to basically look out for themselves when it comes to personal responsibility and do this? And somehow the tide will change. Is there anything else that you guys have come up with that team, we the people, can do to help the overall entity stop this crime against humanity within our reasons of doing stuff?
Yeah. Number one, always be cautious first and say no. I've been quoting this, if you've heard in my recent interviews, and I'll say, look, what do you suggest the American people do? Outside of peaceful protest, which I think is brilliant, if you didn't see the UK did this last week, hundreds of thousands of people protested against the vaccine bans, the vaccine passports, the vaccine mandates. It was phenomenal. Outside of doing that, Nancy Reagan in the 1980s said, when they were trying to crack down on crack and cocaine, she said it for years and years, when it comes to drugs, just say no. When it comes to these vaccines, I don't care who says you should get this vaccine, you have to get this vaccine, or you can't keep a job, you can't come back to work, you can't go on this cruise. I don't care who it is that says to you, you have to get them. Just remember, Nancy Reagan said, just say no. And that's exactly what I would do. It's exactly what I would tell everybody to do. Everyone, just get together. And I really have no objection to people wanting to get a vaccine. But when the federal government and when the media is telling you that you have to or else, that's a problem that I have. So if people want to play Russian roulette with their lives, which they really are doing with these shots, they should be free to do that. They should never be forced to play that game. That's my problem. So if people want to go out there and actually medicate themselves, drug themselves, not take the option of boosting their immune system with God-created nutrients for their God-created natural bodies to boost their defenses against all infections and diseases, if they don't want to do that and they want to trust men more than God, go ahead. But God has created elements. If you haven't seen the periodic table of elements, that's all the basic elements of life. Guess what's on that list, on that chart that you learned in elementary school? Magnesium's on there and selenium's on there.
Yeah.
Guess what's not on that list? Remdesivir's not on that list.
Right.
COVID-19 vaccines is not on that chart. Prednisone is not on that chart. Name every pharmaceutical drug, they're not on that chart. That chart is all the basic building blocks of life for every plant, human, pet, you name it. Use those basic elements like you've been taught since you were very little to support your human body's natural life cellular makeup and feed it the magnesium it needs, the selenium it needs. I will tell you, just before anybody writes into me and says, well, vitamin C is not on the periodic table of elements, you're right. Plant it in the dirt. Draws up magnesium and selenium from the dirt and every other mineral like zinc, like iron. They draw those up into the plant, and then the plant uses the sunlight to then convert the elements, those minerals in the plant, to convert those elements into vitamins. Plants make vitamins, and then we eat the plants to get the vitamins. It's still those minerals are required to make vitamins. So our human body also needs these minerals to be able to produce those vitamins to protect our immune system. So use the basic elements of life. Trust the basic elements of life way before, I suggest, trusting that man did it better than our creator did. At least that's my viewpoint.
Well, I think you're spot on when it comes to that. And must be frustrating on your end to just constantly see people making these poor decisions or misinformed or misled. And you're constantly out there saying, hey, guys, it's right here in front of you. Look at these three simple things. And you can go to the store and buy it. Or even if you don't want to go to the store, you can actually order it online. It's not that big of a deal. It's simple stuff.
Absolutely.
It's not expensive. You're not spending a lot of money.
Sure.
You want to plug your show? Is there anything else you want to let the world know that you're doing besides being an incredible vitamin breeder and helping everybody try to get healthy?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity for that. I already mentioned my email at doc@artistlabs.com for our actual documents and our disease prevention cocktail, which I suggest everybody get. Number two thing I would suggest, very similar to the same propaganda and lies you've been being told about how to treat coronavirus, COVID-19, and how to use these vaccines and that they're safe and effective. That's all been a lie. I actually created the world's first ever internal solution for acne, which affects 610 million people worldwide. You can go to artistlabs.com to learn more about this product. I made it because I had four teenagers currently who over the last 2 years said, Dad, can you fix our acne? And I looked up to see, well, how big of a problem is it? Well, it affects 610 million people worldwide, which is 10% of the entire world. I've been clearing acne in patients for the last 20 years. All adults usually come in with these issues after giving birth. Acne is caused by one thing only, hormonal imbalances because of mineral and vitamin deficiencies. When you put them in, and I have an Artist Clear Skin supplement, dietary supplement, when you put it in the body, it starts balancing out your hormones and your acne clears up. So you have been misled to believe that bacteria on the surface of your skin causes acne. That's not true. The same bacteria that's on teenagers is on children and adults, but it doesn't cause acne in those people. It actually is caused by internal hormone excess of estrogen and testosterone above normal, and that's because certain mineral and vitamins you're deficient in. Put it in, you clear the acne. We guarantee that. ArtistLabs.com, totally safe, totally effective, and we don't use any of our topical cleanser and cream. We don't use any of the other top acne brands, which include 11, like Proactive and Neutrogena. They have multiple chemicals in their products that you put on your skin every day that are known to cause cancer, infertility, and birth defects in all people that use them. So we created something cleaner and better and less toxic. So you can learn more about it there. And then I have my Dr. Artist Show, thedrartisshow.com. And thedrartisshow.com, you can put in your email there. We'll also send you all of our COVID documents, and you'll be subscribed to my show. But you can look at all of our videos there from all of our I actually do personal podcasts on different disease states, different minerals, vitamins, just to help educate the world. And then tons of interviews over the last year of medical doctors, scientists, researchers, lawyers over the entire COVID-19 pandemic. And there's all of those there are available. So the goal is to educate and inspire as many people as possible so that they can make informed decisions for themselves that are powerful. You are your own advocate for your health. Don't just trust everybody. We provide the research. Do your own research. But I would always question anything the medical profession tells you, federal health agencies tell you. I would always suggest start out when you hear from them that you first say to yourself they're lying to you, and then you go figure out through your own research to either prove it or disprove that. That's how I would take the stance medically. And they may be not lying to you, but you can go figure it out on your own through research. And then if you find out they are lying to you, you know there's other alternatives you should seek.
Yeah, I want people to, when something is, you get approached by something that you kind of know is not really a good idea, I want you to think WWDAW, and that's what would Dr. Artist do? Don't just think of
that.
What would Dr. Artist do? And then from there you can make your own informed decisions. And once you actually said that, you'll go, uh-oh. He would say no. He would say, just say no, boys and girls. Just say no. Nancy said no.
Yep.
Dr. Arter said no. So I'm going to say no, too. I don't need that Uber ride for free.
I'd love
it. That, like French fries, Uber rides, and Krispy Kreme donuts. But what are you going to do? That should be everybody's first sign, you know.
I love that. And I would tell you.
Celebrity. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, what would Dr. Artist do? Dr. Artist always first believes and trusts that the human body can overcome any illness, any disease, and any infection. That's how I view everything. So then I go into research on PubMed.gov. Don't go do research on DuckDuckGo. Go on to Google. I don't care. Type in whatever symptoms you have in nutritional support studies. And you will just help on behalf of everything. For
yeah, and it just doesn't have to do with the COVID. You know, any right. Health issues, you know, the miracle of our bodies. Unbelievable. WWDAD. Just
what is
WWDAD.
It? All natural. That's right. WWDAD. What would Dr. Arce do? That's awesome. I love it.
You could take that.
And
you could
always
take that brand, that, and I'll take the royalty like fraud she gets. So you could just let me
have awesome.
Royalty. Yeah. Wow, this is...
Podcast shows.
Yeah, when's the podcast? Or is it just whenever you get a chance to put it up each week because you're so busy, like fighting for health and freedom around the world?
Yep, we're going to do it. We're going to keep on fighting, and I can't wait for it. And I have actually said on several occasions to people, these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, but these have created and completely stated by the FDA, the freaking Dr. Artist Show, right? FDA. I will be your FDA. I will bring it to you real live
great.
Every week.
I love how the ask gets used. It reminds me of like Mike Lindell. He said when the Better Business Bureau gave him an F because he wouldn't write them a check, he said, that's fine. I'll take the F. That's fantastic. So we just have to make adjustments according to the hand that the powers that be dealt us and continue to manipulate and do what they can to take charge of these people You know, political cult brainwashing is all right there. Whoa, Dr. Brian Artis, you are a superstar, sir. Thank you for all you've sacrificed. I can only imagine what you've had to put up with, but the fight shall go on. And I'm glad that you're leading the pack. People have a good leader. We don't have a lot of leaders. We have leadership positions being filled, but no leaders. So thank you for putting on the cape and taking over. And we'd love to have you back on when you have some time. I know you're very busy, but we're here to support you. And I will definitely keep sharing. Told you, I already had notes on you from like 2 months ago. Just keep adding to your folder now. I have a WWBAD folder. And name it the TF.
Well, God bless you.
BA.
God bless your audience, and I'm here for you. And any information I can get you, you've got my email now. If you have any questions, I'd love to help and support you in any way possible, because you're not going to find a lot of it elsewhere.
No, we all got to stick together with this one. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. We'll put something fun together, and we'll make this happen. I want to see millions of people tuning in to a big kind of, I don't know, powwow anti-propaganda conference, get the word out so we can, you know, the only way you could fight back against these criminals, these evil beings, is everybody kind of pushes back with the truth.
That's right.
All right. Carry on the good work, my friend.
Stand up for you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle.
God, you're great. You're great. Awesome. Have an awesome day.
You're awesome.
And thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And you keep up the great work, too. Keep standing for people. I love those that stand for others.
Oh, we got to. We got to, because we're just, you know, everybody's getting censored. Everybody is. I don't like when people follow orders. You know, they obey. It's not cool, guys. It's not cool. Not good.
That's right.
It's not good for society.
All right, well,
So, all right, you got to go. You got to go. You got acne to take care of. Go get some acne to take care of. No, and that's no cancer causing your toxic ingredients. The Artist Acne System over at artistlabs.com. Everybody, artistlabs.com. He's the only one that has all the green checkbox on the chart. So go check out the website.
Exactly.
I was very
right.
impressed. I do my homework. I was very impressed. All right, Dr.
Great.
Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon and the rest of your week. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much. Oh, what a cool guy. What a cool guy. Another cool doctor on to the list of guests and partners we've had on Everything Home Talk Radio Show podcast. And, of course, a new member of our platinum partner on the patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. He's definitely going to be coming back on. I just love the way he explains things, his approach. And he's not afraid to tell you about the, you know, the political propaganda plandemic and the big agenda. You know, you've got to keep that in mind when you're trying to stick up for these agencies, stick up for the government officials. I mean, a lot of people already have figured it out, but you know, there's a bigger plan here, bigger picture. We went through most of it with him today. There's just so much pointing in the negative direction that I want that to seep through people. And I understand that once you try to have a conversation with somebody who's completely on the other side, where they just think vaccines are so wonderful, you know, you can only help them so much. It's not like we want them to have health issues or die, but, you know, they're making their own decisions. So, you know, they said at least encourage them to do his essential nutrient cocktail. I'm going to add that to our COVID page, the COVID tab resource at the resource platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We're going to add him to the COVID page. Of course, there's all kinds of information. There is resources to do a telemed visit. So you can get your HCQ, you can get your ivermectin, you can get your budesonide, and you can get your budesonide, ivermectin, HCQ. I think I named all three. And then there's some therapeutics regimens from Dr. Zeb Zelenko, and we're going to add Dr. Brian Artis's magic cocktail potion onto that. So you will have the information. Maybe you can share that with your common sense hesitant people. You know, they're talking about vaccine hesitancy. How about common sense hesitancy? How about common sense caps hesitancy? Yeah, I think that's going to be my new thing. So there are people that have taken vaccine. I think it's awesome. They have common sense cap hesitancy. because they're not using consensus caps. Maybe they probably never even owned one, no less, wore one. So it is 2:35. Benny, he stayed on for long. I think he came on about 10 after their little technical difficulties, hour 20 minutes. Whew, that's a lot of time for a doctor. So Dr. Brian Artis, I am a new fan, might be president of his fan club soon. I'm going to wrap it up, but I just did want to comment because I started talking about the censorship coming from Twitter on behalf of the government and the playbook that was actually disclosed in court, and then Dr. Shiva found it online. He explained that during the segment. There's another segment that he goes into more detail, but that one you heard was the gist. So basically the government is who told Twitter, take him down. His court case is still ongoing because he sued the Secretary of State, the government, not Twitter, which is why it's still moving, you know, because that Section 230 nonsense that everyone's hiding under is, their scapegoat. But here is what I want to share with you, and then I will wrap it up because it's we're way over today. So the interview that I saw with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over the weekend, who was on Mike Adams' podcast, which is the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. If you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, you'll see Must Listen To. That's all the podcasts, talk, radio shows, television shows, and live streams. And then click on his. And the only reason I did say that is because he's got two websites, depending on when it posts or where you need to see it. You can click on that and it'll take you to all of his shows. So it's one he did within the past couple of days. So here's the timeline that you need to keep in mind. And then I'm going to slip in the other timeline. And what I'm trying to do is put together all of these people because, you know, I listen to multiple resources all the time. So between the shows that are listed on that page and the publications, I call them the patriotic media, you know, the junk that you're not going to get, the slighted propaganda, which is pretty much all just talking points and lies at this point that you get on social media and the mainstream news. They're all listed on our patriotic media page. Again, Take Action tab and then click on patriotic media and they're all there. So you'll see all the graphics, the logos for all the publications, click on them and go through the headlines 15, 20 minutes. So anyway, you have to watch this 35-minute video or so. So we said in 2019, what they were doing is over time, they were building the infrastructure. They meaning Fauci, the government agencies, pick a letter, the health institutions, and I'm using those words loosely, but all the people that are in control, right, for the infrastructure of these different, for the medical NGOs, nonprofits, foundations, study, you know, all these fake things that they just dump money into either so their friends can get paid, so they can money launder from yours and my tax dollars, so they can get paid, or they can shove the money for research, shrimp, on a treadmill, stupid stuff like that, right? I mean, I'm sure there's a small portion that go to good, but for the most part, they're all money laundering operations, right? Because why do you need so many? And why is there so much money, so many of them, but so little results? In the business world, if that happened, they'd be out of business. But in the government world of making sure your friends have jobs and you can money launder so you can get money back to yourself, if you are a person that works in the government or in a political office, that's how you do it, right? That's how you do it. Use the NGOs, use the foundations. Anyway, in 2019, they finally had all the infrastructure together for the vaccine hesitancy groups, those front groups, the advocacy groups. So they had all the infrastructure ready to go after the vaccine hesitancy people, you know, like me and you. So Fauci was all part of that, right? All the agencies. So they had all that infrastructure done, which is just literally dishing out tons of money. And then making sure the people that are the recipients of the money are on board with the plan and keep their mouths shut, cash in their mouths. So in January of 2019, the WHO, World Health Organization, they declared vaccine hesitancy as one of the 10 greatest threats to humanity with absolutely zero science backed up to it. Remember, WHO just makes stuff up to accomplish agendas like the CCP, Bill Gates, Fauci, et cetera, et cetera. 3 months later, Adam Schiff, Congressman Adam Schiff, who serves on the Intel Committee, you know, with the one that slept with Fang Fang? Swalwell. Yeah, he's on that too, but he's not part of the letter. I just wanted to say Fang Fang. So 3 months later, Adam Schiff, Representative Adam Schiff, the congressman from the LA area in California, sent a letter to all the social media companies that we want you to start censoring any information on vaccine hesitancy. There you have it. So now it makes sense why I played the soundbite of Dr. Shiva and the issue with Twitter and the playbook and the portal that exists. There's a portal that exists between social media companies, primarily one that he discussed was Twitter and the government, so they can let them know who is the problem child. You know, I remember a couple weeks ago, as I was saying this exact same, I wasn't telling you this part, I was sharing with you, I was playing the Twitter deal from the one I just shared. And I got a email notice on, you know, top breaking news that Dr. Naomi Wolf was just permanently banned from Twitter. So Twitter seems to be the squeaky wheel in the mix. So yes, then so Schiff sent that letter to the social media companies. We want you to start censoring information on vaccine hesitancy, which is the people who are against vaccines because they have science, like Dr. Brian Artis. And then, I don't know if should I go down this road? It's 241. No, I'm going to share it. I'm going to save it because we're going to talk about event 201, which he gave the rundown of what the whole strategy was behind it, what they learned and what it was designed for. I mean, you can hear a lot of things. You always hear event 201, which was in the fall of 2019, which was basically not only a dry run, like a practice drill of a pandemic simulation. They actually did multiple ones. There was Dark Winter, Clade, and Crimson. But it's the ideology, the strategy, and the psychological warfare tactics and techniques that was developed by the CIA is what they were learning in this. I'm also doing it because I'm already in saying it as we're speaking. So basically, in this event 201, they had all of the players. So they had the Army. They had They had the military. They had political officials. They had all of the agencies from health to you name it, every category. They had people representing the governors and the local and state governments. They had the social media. They had the regular media. So they had every category that we always mention, the 13 bigs. You know, he didn't mention the churches, but I have a feeling that they were in there too, because they're the ones getting some money now, pushing, especially the Catholics, a non-vaccine that has fetal tissue. Thought the Catholics were anti-abortion, but apparently as long as you pay, you can be pro anything. And big tech was in there, big business, I'm sure entertainment was there, you know, pushing the propaganda, crafting the message, like the Edelman Company, who is their big PR conduit and messaging entity. That's a PR company. And they bring all together these 13 bigs that are the ones who take the messaging from all the sources, including the CDC and WHO, craft it and deliver it. That's why it's always the same, similar. It's always similar. Because they get somebody writing the scripts, and then everybody who goes on TV on the quote-unquote news just reading the script. And then, of course, actors and actresses just only read scripts anyway. If you've ever heard any of them go off script, it's a disaster. So anyway, real quick. So what they learned was they not only learned how to deal with, because you were thinking, oh, they were going to do a dry run of the pandemic. It really wasn't a dry run in the aspect of what to do on the safety side or what to do for mitigation or the management of it or how to help people. The whole purpose of the drill was how to use a pandemic to impose totalitarian control. And of course, the psychological warfare techniques that were developed by the CIA, which included masking, lockdowns. They wanted to cause chaos, total demoralization, They want to paralyze a society. And they wanted people to beg for a powerful leader. That's all part of the strategies. And Dr. Brian Artis had mentioned it too, about political cults and controlling the media, preventing free assembly, creating chaos, restricting information, that you have to wear something like a mask. Same. That's exactly where this is coming from. It's where, so his brainwashing theory is mind control. And those cult tactics is exactly what they were learning. They were learning how to do that during these simulations. So basically what they were doing is they were learning how to take like hostages, right? Take a hostage in the sense of us, the people. We were being held hostage because we were locked down and we were being indoctrinated with all this fear, which was all fake, based on fake numbers, fake PCR tests, fake projections. And as he mentioned too, you know, you're not out and about. You don't know how many people are not in the hospital. You don't know how many people are not getting sick. All you're doing is getting the information handed to you through your phone, through your computer, through the television. Because that's what they wanted you to hear. And no, it's like living in the movie Truman, but a really bad version of it. Okay. That's technically what it was. It's actually a really great analogy. Because they could control it if they kept you home. They didn't want you to assemble, because then you could gather and talk and have information. Maybe a little faith in God. That's why no bars and restaurants, no gyms, no church. Church was dual purpose, faith and also gathering of bodies to exchange information. So basically, it was Stockholm Syndrome. So it's the same type of strategy where you're inducing independence. And the hostages, they're putting our entire society under house arrest. And the only thing that can save you, you're being told, the only thing that can save you is if you obey, take the vaccine. They actually did training exercises on all this stuff. You know, they were also taught how to violate the Constitution. They were taught how to do that. And the people that were participating in this, they all moved on to higher levels of power, and those people are now in positions of power throughout all the different 13 bigs, and they basically they were taught how to impose totalitarian rule. They were shown how to do that, and yeah, that's fact. And they did multiples of these, like I said. And if you hear the words again, dark winter, you know, you think they would not use the same terminology when Biden talks about it's going to be a dark winter. And that's the name of one of the training exercises, not so bright. But then again, they're saying build back better. And that was also a slogan the Nazis used. Do you think they would actually change it, not say build back better? Use a different, adjective, guys. No, it's bad enough that your behaviors are the same as the Nazis. You don't have to make it more obvious. So I thought that was interesting. And that was prior to the COVID, quote unquote, coming here. And then the other doctor I will save for tomorrow, because it is 2:48 and it's time to wrap it up. And I'd like a little cliffhanger in there. And that will take you from 2020 till when the shenanigans started. But I think that's a good enough thing to get your arms around. Plus, then you want to listen to the segment again with Dr. Brian Artis a couple times. Share that definitely with your family and friends, because that might save some people, might have them come around and not either not take the non-vaccine or at least doing the preventative treatments and the cocktail, the essential nutrient cocktail, to boost their immune system as their, scary to say, as their own body is creating spike proteins and antibodies, which just means that it's your immune system is eating itself. And that is exactly what I made that analogy for a reason, to make it simple. So that's what this, whatever's in that syringe that you get injected into your arm, makes your immune system eat itself, and then you will not have one, or it'll be very weak. So you'll have autoimmune diseases, amongst many other things. All right, so that's where we're going to end it today. It is 2:49. Wow, what a show. What a wonderful show. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to end it. So it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. There are no conspiracies and there are no coincidences. Anyone who tells you they are there, they exist, not telling you the truth. They're part of the propaganda team. So I would like you to put on your common sense cap, try to leave them on all day, sleep in them. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Censorship, cancel culture is just stupid. Woke is nonsense and a joke. Remember, those who stand for nothing fall for anything. No, let me try that one again. Those who stand for nothing fall for everything. And it's time that you kind of pick a side, pick a lane, everybody. Pick a lane. Because they're going to keep pushing this on you. We do got to fight back. We've got to fight back. So you got to decide. You know, that's why I said get up an hour early each day. You'll have an hour of your day to have time to do one take action item, one to grow your business, one to enhance the quality of your life, and one to make a difference in your community. And the community is pretty open-ended there. If you feel like you've got to mow the neighbor's lawn, oh, fine, it technically counts. But I'm talking a little bit more action-oriented in the traditional sense. Let's just say, you know, I don't like to use the political sense, but if that's what you can relate to, yeah, you're going to have to join a group. You're going to have to show up somewhere at a protest. You're going to have to go to a meeting for a school board or a city council or go to a rally event, or you're going to have to go to, you know, if you want to, not have to, but I think you'd want to, go become a precinct committee man. It's awesome. You get information, meet new friends, find out what's going on in the community and help the community and pass along information, find out what's going on with the people and what their gripes are and help solve the problems, because there are very few leaders. There's a lot of bodies in leadership positions, so we need more leaders. So, yes, what you can do is go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and go to the patriotic must-follow people, groups, organizations, and companies. And it lists all of our platinum partners and some additional partners who haven't come on the show yet, and check out what they do. You want to join? Do you want to join at least one of them? And get involved. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take physical action. Digital is a great start, you know, passing around information, signing petitions, emailing politicians, picking up the phone. But it really comes down to showing up, being engaged, and being in person. Again, it's Join Together June, so we can do this, everybody. We'll talk more about it on Wednesday. I got to wrap it up. It's 2:52. Special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information and episodes and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the Take Action tab, the purpose-driven partners part, and this show, this live show, is the purpose-driven partners page. Everybody's on there. 180 partners, 426 segments of this live show. Check out the marketplace. Go over there, mypillow.com. Promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, up to 66% off, and 20% of your total purchase goes to help Vets, Pets, and Kids. And it's some cool patriotic gear. A lot of it is free. Just pay shipping and handling. Check out the marketplace. It's all there. Tons and tons of other things, too, for your business and for your personal. You need something for Dad's Day? Dad's Day? Omaha Steaks. It's on there. He wants some paraphernalia. Does the guy want a hat from his favorite team or a jersey? It's on there. Every sports team, too. So go check that out, please, and help support veterans, animals, children. No cost to you. You just can buy some you already bought. You just go to our website instead of theirs direct. Price will always be at least the same. Usually ours is a little less. They try to throw us discounts. So they're right there on the page. It tells you right there. So check those out. Check those out. And, of course, Reopen America Resource Center. Look at all the different categories, different pages. There's something there that will help you grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. All right, so that is it. I want you to tune. Oh, no, I keep saying want. I mean, I'm wanting, I'm wishing, I'm hoping. Please tune in Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 more guests, 7-minute segments, and my special guest in the soapbox. Oh, another doctor, Dr. Eric Nepute. And we're going to be talking about more the COVID, the corona, the vaccines, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Where, you know, the goal is to bring all these doctors together and then not just have a show about it and have the show there. It's to really come up gathering their information, putting it into a document, put it into something that you can even, you know, have it on your phone. So when you run into somebody that gives you a hard time, you can rattle it off. You run into somebody that says it's mandated. Well, you can't mandate it because it's under the emergency use protocols. Can't do that for masks. Can't do it for vaccines. Can't do it for PCR tests. But if they don't have any pushback, what they haven't, you don't have any pushback, why would they not? Why would they not keep enforcing it? So it's not even enforceable. But we laid down, just like we did when they said, we got to shut this country down. We got to shut down your business. We're going to shut down your churches, but we're going to leave open the liquor places. We're going to leave open the Walmarts. We're going to leave open the casinos. Making no sense, does it? Makes no sense for common sense. It makes a sense when you understand the agenda that we talked about. All right, that is it. All right, Wednesday, you go to everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. You want to go straight to the live or everything, obviously. It's on the website. There's big graphics there. You click on it. It says live, 12 p.m. Pacific time. If you subscribe to the show, you can always get them on demand. But I'd rather have you listen to live. I'm going to think we're going to really start opening up the phone lines. That'd be kind of fun. So, yeah, here we go. If you're awake, you're still hanging on, please thank you for listening. Share this with your families and friends 3 days a week. Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're bringing you the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. The best way for us to fight back, everybody, for the complete unnecessary destruction of this country, of all the people's lives, people that lost their lives, people that lost their businesses, and all the collateral damage that was caused by this fake and manipulated political propaganda pandemic, is to get this country back and rocking and rolling. Don't take the vaccine. Get yourself position so you're healthy. Literally, the more we can come back, especially small businesses, that's how we show them. That's how we show them. We're going to do other things, but that way you can focus on growing your business at the same time. So go take some action on what we shared today, everybody. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Go have a great day. You know why? Because you deserve it. You've earned it. You've earned it. Get up an hour early tomorrow, 1 hour early. We're out of here. No song. You don't need it. I gotta go.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.